You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, broadcasting from the Q-Talk America studios in Central Phoenix, where it's nice and dry and disaster-free. It's the show. Now we're on the
so
air.
So far, disaster. To be determined.
Disaster striking.
Stay
now.
Stay tuned.
Oh, here we are coming to you on this Tuesday night, as we do each and every week. My name is Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here along with me. A gentleman who blames the Obama administration for the sun blinding him on his drive to work every morning.
Fair point.
Buddy Early.
Thank you.
Yes. Also, a woman who has learned that there are three things you never discuss with people. It's religion, politics, and the Great Pumpkin. It's Marnie Ryer.
Hi, we're just not going to talk about the Great Pumpkin
tonight. Not tonight. Right,
okay,
got it. Right.
Can do.
No. And finally, and this is my favorite, a man who wants to go somewhere on Korean Air to find out what the big fucking deal is.
Oh, don't you though?
It's Al Perkins.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those commercials are like crack ads.
I don't watch
they're insane.
The giant people like laying over the like wonders of the world.
Right.
And there's always these psychotic-looking Korean women coming after you with cocktails. It looks
isn't that Las Vegas?
It is all powder blue.
It's all blue.
It's on CNN all the time.
Oh. It is. And since we're news junkies, we say it all the time. But yeah, you could probably YouTube it and see
them. If it's not on Lifetime, I don't know. Of course, all my HD channels going out, so that could be it.
I just had one to go out at home, and I left. Are they having a problem?
Well, Thursday night, my HD ESPN channels went out, and it says temporarily off the air. And then over the weekend, they started going out. Sunday night, Fox.
Oh.
Fox Network went out. I don't know if it's back on yet, but it went out and it said temporarily. There's a few others, too, where the HD channels are out. And I called Cox, and she's like, yeah, we're aware. Technicians are working on it.
And by the way,
because of Hurricane Sandy.
And by the way, we're not prorating you back any of what you owe us.
No.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the game.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy that game. Lord, is there a Suns game tonight?
Suns start tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night. Got it. I knew there was something coming up this week in regards to the Suns. I heard it.
Your post cracked me up, buddy.
My friend has to go ruin it. I was saying, I'll go ahead and share this. Marty's referring to NBA season starts tonight.
Okay.
I've been really down because my sports teams are kind of shitty lately. I'm like, oh, great. And now this basketball season's about to start. What do I have to look forward to? And then I realized the Suns can only exceed expectations because they are shitty. And I'm like,
not expected to do
that.
Well,
is the expectation.
Right?
So I'm like, hey, they can only
go up
please
from here.
Me. So I'm actually excited now.
Gotcha. Wow.
It is very exciting.
It is.
And the Timberwolves are under some controversy.
You to try to tell more stories while eating your sandwich.
And he just said, fuck off. Did you hear him through his peanut butter?
In his head, yeah. Uh-huh. I could tell. Yep. I could tell.
Marnie got me.
A little thought bubble.
I saw the thought bubble.
Exactly.
Girls gotta eat.
Well, I know that there is a general topic of discussion, which we all are kind of somewhat touched by with the regards to Hurricane Sandy and her massive destruction. Oh. But I would, as normal, go through the week and say hi and what's going on, buddy, early.
Well, as I eat my sandwich,
my sandwich looks
talk?
Delicious.
No,
who uses this mic when I'm not here, fuckers?
People move things, I know.
God damn it.
It's been just a typical week. I did not see any movies, but I did go to the zombie walk in downtown Phoenix.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was actually really impressed. I had no idea. First of all, it's the largest such event west of the Mississippi.
West of the Mississippi. Because you know they're,
well, they're underwater today.
Yeah, because they called it Hurricane Sandy. This year's zombie walk was renamed.
Yes. And it's been like 5 or 6 years or something, and there are thousands of people who do this zombie walk, and it is really cool. And of course, I didn't dress up because I'm a loser.
Do they play Thriller? Because that's all I want out of life.
I thought they did the...
Well, down at the fairgrounds
they tried
to set the Guinness Book of World Records for most zombies dancing to Thriller. Bless their hearts. I think it was
Which that means no.
I just love that.
Fox 10 News, when they reported on it, ended the story with... And it's going to take a few days to determine whether or not they set the record, which means they probably did it.
Yeah, which
right. But good for them anyway. Right. But the zombie walk is really cool. Some great costumes.
But if they're at the fair, they're also awaiting the ballistics tests on bullets that probably shot participants. Yeah. Just a guess.
Another real zombie.
Oh, by the way, tonight, if you didn't know, it is still halter top and handgun night at the fair.
That's right. I'm supposed to go.
Yes. Find your baby daddy in a deep fried Twinkie night.
Damn, I knew I should have called in.
Deep fried Twinkies.
White trash and winos going on right now at the Arizona State Fair.
So that's really all I've done.
Zombie walk
in the last week was a zombie walk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That filled your whole fucking week.
It really did.
Well, zombies walk very slowly.
Well, they do. I was there for hours waiting for them to pass that damn QT.
Unless it's time to get to a commercial, and then they walk quicker.
They speed up just a little, I see. Oh, all right. Well, there's your... So that's it, right? Wow.
Were you expecting more?
I always expect more out of you, and I'm always disappointed.
Consistency. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, I never disappoint. Wait, well, yeah, I do disappoint. That's what you said, huh?
Yes. Oh. Well, Madam Ryer.
Yes.
That's on you.
You've been dealing with some water leak or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
For a while. Mm-hmm. And so we have a pool
from
in
your
the
person
front
or
and
from
in
your
the back.
Home.
I don't want to talk about that one. I don't want to talk about that right now. Well done.
See, you know, somebody was going to get there first.
Clayton didn't specify.
Yes, that is good.
Incontinence.
Yeah, so I kind of have a pool in the front and the back.
Okay. I was going to do commercials for incontinence. One problem, I don't pee my pants.
I couldn't have sold it. So, yeah, and last week I just took up all the time, so nothing's new.
So I did less this week.
Is it 9 o'clock yet?
On the East Coast?
No, I have...
I don't want to do a lot. I don't have a lot of air time to talk about it.
Well, because I got razzed for it.
So if I do too much, I'll have to talk about it.
I have to tell them.
I never thought about it quite like that. Yeah, if I don't do anything, the show goes much smoother.
That's right.
And I hear people ask me during the week what I did, because I'm like, fuck you, listen to the show.
Exactly.
I'll tell you.
Damn it.
It's available for download.
I'll
free, for the love of God.
That's right.
And the less we fuck up, the quicker it gets posted. I posted it at
2:30. That was so fast.
2:30 last week.
Yeah, that
was.
Mm-hmm.
That was so fast. Exciting. So the reason that I became the Rev Rye is because Ron and Brandon, 2 years ago today, got married.
God, it's been 2 years already?
Oh, that's where the pictures were posted. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Are they listeners? Because I'd like them to be.
You know, I know that my understanding is Ron has been on before. I don't know about Brandon.
Okay.
So, but I will work on that.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah.
I enjoy the brawn.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been 2 years already.
2 years.
I saw his sister, Cosette. She was in town just a couple weeks ago.
I loved her in Les Miserables.
Different.
Oh.
But I'm sure she could have been stunning in it. But no.
200 years later and it's not the same girl now?
Nope.
Cloning. They haven't got there yet.
Can we Google that and make sure?
I'm on it.
What am I missing?
Her name was Cosette.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, her name is Cosette.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Obviously, for that reason. But
Les Mis.
Yes.
And it's Dave Rettman and Kelly Mahoney's birthday. So happy birthday to them.
Are they back in?
Dave is in Minnesota and Kelly is right here. In Arizona.
And Dave better be fucking voting.
That is,
Dave, it's November 7th.
No.
Yes.
I told him November 8th. But yes.
8th, 9th, wherever.
That's my best friend, Seidel's.
Is the 7th the right date?
Oh, that's right. There's still
the 7th is not.
November 8th, Siete. It's a voting date for him.
And why is it they're still engaged and not married yet? What's going on with that?
Well, I think that might last for a while.
I saw some
pictures. She's waiting for me to be thin to be her maid of honor. So,
I'm letting it go. Right.
So we stay
walk
engaged.
On by.
The first edit that I have to make.
Oh, you got the right song. Well done.
Yes.
Well done. All roads
get
don't lead to Billy Ocean.
Now
it's back.
Oh, sorry.
I spoke too soon.
That's where I went with it.
We were on the road and we were back at Billy Ocean.
That's right. All roads lead to Billy Ocean.
Thank God that's not true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know when they'll get married.
Okay.
But
I saw pictures of their house. She posted some on Facebook. I've never seen the house. Wow.
I've never seen them.
A lot of white in this house.
A lot of white.
It's like, yeah.
I believe in painting everything sanitarium white.
Yeah, no. The entire inside outside is white. And it looks like it should be a house in Malibu. That's how she's put it, like on the ocean.
Mm-hmm. But it does.
It's in the middle of this kind of older, like Minnetonka, if you've ever heard of Minnetonka. I mean, that's like where Prince is and all this. It's a real wealthy area, but the homes are different than that. So it kind of is like one thing here is not like the other.
When I see the house, it reminds me of a house that Apple would build. It's like iHouse.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it's the white right. and the modern look. It's like their packaging, everything is all white. Or their stores that are all...
Like, everything is like the stairs are floating. Like,
the bed floats out of the wall.
He's a genius with that engineering kind of
stuff. See, with the white thing, because I have no taste whatsoever and refuse to buy any. if my house hadn't come the way it was, prepackaged, I would have painted everything white.
Okay.
And I call it sanitarium white.
Okay.
Because I find it very soothing to sit in a bright white room.
Really?
And then turn off all the fucking lights.
And be scared as hell.
Okay,
watching.
My first house was I painted every wall white. People were like, do you want an accent color? White.
Can I get an off-white?
Not even eggshell.
Nope.
No.
Sanitarium white.
Wow. Yeah, well, you'd like it.
And then a throw pillow.
And it has like this catwalk, like Weekend at Bernie's. It goes across,
What is there, a pond?
I'm only
in
familiar
the house?
With a dead body in Weekend at Bernie's.
That's fantastic. Anyway, I know something in a movie. There's this catwalk that goes across. The house is very, very cool.
Okay.
But it's... Yeah.
I think at this point we need to see a fucking picture.
Yeah, I'll post them up.
Well, she'll do it. I feel like
you're describing our... Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it really is beautiful. So, done.
There's that. Alfred.
Bring it home, Al.
Oh, bring it home.
We've killed 11 minutes.
Well, I think the most important part is to wish Tyler a happy birthday and... I don't know what the fucking date is.
It's the 30th. Tomorrow's
his
Halloween.
His birthday is Halloween.
Oh, he is.
I know. I've been gathering information.
This is
what I couldn't talk about last week.
Oh my God.
So I've been reading
There was something you couldn't talk about? What the hell?
I've been keeping a fucking secret.
You're holding out on us, Al.
So our frequent listener from Tennessee, Tyler, and I hope you're not in the snow zone, but I didn't Google it, so I don't know.
I'll get on that right now.
I've been. He's born in 84. So I'm not doing math either.
Tyler's like, Jesus, they're stalking me.
And he says he gets hit on in bars all the time. And remember he said he was like 6'2".
Eyes of blue.
Yeah, no.
6'2".
Tyler, we're paying attention. Where are you?
Yeah.
So have a very happy birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
Wait. Paying attention or stalking?
Yeah, that's stalking,
paying
actually.
Attention is like,
there's
a fine line
between love and a waste of your time.
Avenue Q.
Yeah.
Well done.
So, let's see.
Porn.
The internet is for porn.
I was actually social this week.
Oh.
I took a dear friend, Kelly Deeney, part of the Durango 6, out for... And it's also... Danielle Sousa's, another part of the Durango 6. Turns out it's a birthday week for all the crash victims.
Durango 6. Did you used to run with like a bunch of renegades? What the hell?
No, it's because of Lost. Because the Oceanic 6, we were the Durango 6. Well, it turns out there was a Durango 7 because somebody was pregnant and had a baby. There was a secret.
Okay.
And I couldn't remember. Is Aaron part of the 6 in Lost?
I think
Lost?
He is. He is, actually.
So that was a little kicker that it was the fucking baby that we were counting. But anyways, I don't mean fucking baby in terms of Kara's lovely childhood.
What was I supposed to look up?
Yeah. All the other babies are lovely.
Doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
So it was Kelly's birthday, so I took her out for birthday Sunday morning, slept for a couple hours, and then went to the 13th floor, the haunted house.
I saw you posted
that,
and I was so mad because my friend Mario and I were going to go to a haunted house, and at the end, he's like, I don't really feel like it. And so I was pissed, and then I saw you posted that, and I'm like, I could have gone with Al.
It was, and you could have. We had one more seat in the car. It was a work, like people from work.
I wouldn't
went.
Drive with you guys. I'm, you know, oh, I'm just okay. gonna say
it was.
Really,
I've heard what.
Yeah, this was a different 6 that went, but it was. Okay. It was also my boss's Angie's. It was her birthday, so that's what she had organized for her birthday. She must do it every year because you know the Halloween doesn't fucking change. But so
when y'all walked in, they're like, "Hi, Ann."
Yeah, so it was fun. We went to Native New Yorker and. I was taking a shower and I realized, they're going to have beef on weck there, which is my absolute favorite buffalo food.
Beef on weck?
It's roast beef on a camel wick roll, which has like rock salt on it and caraway seeds.
I know about four of those words you just said.
Roast beef. Okay. And then it's a hard roll, and it's usually a crunchier roll. Okay. And then it has, baked on top of it, caraway seeds, which is what makes rye bread, caraway seeds. And then it's called, I don't know why it's called camel wick, but that's the name of the roll.
Okay.
And it has rock salt on there, and then you smear it with real horseradish.
It's probably
not
some
that
German
shit. Right? Probably.
Probably some German word.
Okay. But so I was all excited. So then I had chicken wings. I had a vodka iced tea. Nice. I had chicken wings. And my beef on weck.
Did he mention chicken wings?
He lost me.
So I was all excited. So it was all like buffalo foods. And we had a great time.
Nice.
And then yesterday I watched, my favorite thing is to lay around in pajamas and watch storms hit other cities. And so I got to tell you, this was better than Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And that dumb motherfucker in Atlantic City,
seriously,
you can sit in the truck and broadcast. We can see the rain.
Right.
And I was such a Jewish mother all day yesterday. Get out of the puddle.
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
His name is Allie something or other. What's his name? Allie on CNN?
CNN? Yeah.
Allie Sheedy.
I'm like, wrong one.
Google it at home. He really has a cold today. And then...
Allie Belchi.
Belchi.
Ashley Banfield standing in a fucking puddle for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she's coughing on the air today, giving everybody the flu. But the biggest...
Through the TV?
The biggest shout out, though, I'm sure everybody in the... Well, everybody in Atlanta has a cold. I don't know where she... No, she's in New York. Erin Burnett.
Yeah, I saw her.
Waterproof makeup that needs to go down in the annals of history.
She did. She looked flawless all the time.
Oh, my God. That mascara was Renee Chavez worthy. Wow. I have got to tell you, that was the most incredible.
Renee Chavez worthy.
That lipstick didn't move. I was watching her. I mean, they were lapping at her heels.
Nice.
And then today I had lunch with Joe. We had a secret lunch to discuss all of your futures. And
the show will be renamed.
The
next
rebranding
week.
Of the show was brought up more than once.
Wow.
By you.
Right.
I didn't say by who.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed the studio I built for you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, we did make sure to thank you. Because I took over my new kingdom. And then I had wine with Mark Martinez.
Oh,
and so now you're still having wine.
I'm still drinking wine. Well, you know what? The best part about Postino here in Phoenix is they sell the wine and let you take it home with you.
Yes.
There is that.
You get a very discreet brown paper sack, which just may not be in the studio.
Just like the ones Leslie Baldwin gets outside the liquor store.
Exactly. I use my own internet today, though. Yes. That's what makes us different.
That's right.
So by the way, has anybody tried out the new restaurant that Postino's basically opened? It's something pizza.
Federal Pizza.
Because it's in the Federal Bank, but Mark Martinez was talking about
it. I want to go. We ought to make a trip there sometime, and that'd be fun.
I'm in.
That'd be good. They probably have wine there, too, just to guess.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're across the street from Windsor and next door to Postino's, for God's sake.
The danger,
if they
Windsor,
don't, we just go get
Windsor,
some.
Great food, good bar, shitty wine.
no longer a sponsor.
That is unacceptable wine by the glass. That out of they pour it out of a tap.
Oh. Yeah.
And it turns out I like my oaky, I like them in barrels. I like my shit in barrels. Get rid of the stainless steel shit and give me something with a little flavor. Wow. I don't like it at all. And then Italian wines are all shit.
How do you...
So you know what I mean? So at a pizza place, you know I'm drinking vodka.
How does he really feel, I wonder?
I wish I had an opinion.
Yeah, no
you
shit.
You don't.
No. Oh, look. Joe said it was a lovely lunch. He was charming.
He is charming. He's fun. I talk to him all the time about all kinds of business things to do with this place.
Oh, sure.
We do.
Show off.
Clayton, what did you do?
Well, it's been... Okay, Halloween is coming, obviously. And for me, Halloween has been going on since about July, apparently. Because obviously, because I work at Charlie's. And if they're going to milk something, goddammit, we're going to do it for 87 fucking days.
Nice, yeah, of course.
So it's been like the 14 days of Halloween. So the past couple of weekends, working the Saturday night show there, they had, you know, this contest and this thing. And then they had like sexy, scary strippers. And so it's just been going on and on and on and on. Well, obviously the last Saturday, which you and I are an alumni of, the BS West Halloween show was last Saturday. Because of my day job with Edge Studios and computers, I wire the entire parking lot with computers and set them all up. So I'm there at noon. They don't end until 3. Well, they made it a point to buy a special bottle of booze for me, which apparently is gone now.
Because you drank it, or someone
drank
stole it?
Because I drank it. I was dismissed from the show.
Nice.
Matt's like, why don't you just go home? I'm like, sure. So Michael, my friend Michael Mejia,
uh-huh,
who helped me out during that day, because Jason Carlton couldn't help me because his drunk ass was dismissed last year. Anyway, so it was okay. I set it all up. Matt tore it down. No big deal. So we left and went to Carumba's. Well, you know how I am. If I decide I'm done, I'm done. I leave. I'm over it. So we were there for, I don't know how long we were actually there, and I just realized I was done, so I decided I was walking home.
Oh, my God.
From Carumba's.
From Carumba's.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, or Tyler. Those of you not from Phoenix, that's a long fucking walk by the wrong kind of people.
But let me tell you, by that time, I completely sobered up. I was fine. I leave, and it's a gorgeous night. The moon is out. It was a beautiful evening. It's like what? It's in the 60s?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in a black V-neck, which is a shocker to all of you, I know. So
God,
I leave.
That's so weird.
So I leave.
Because of the Botox, I can't show you my surprise.
So I leave Carumbas and I walk and I go out the alley behind and I hit the street and I just started walking. Lovely neighborhoods, sprinklers going off in people's houses, cats running, talking to kittens here and there. So anyway.
Only he can see stray cats and think it's a lovely neighborhood. Me, I'm like, that smells like cat piss.
Well, no. Somebody was getting stoned in one of those houses I walked by hugely. Yeah, probably. And I thought of you,
really? In that neighborhood.
Did they have Chinese food?
No, I couldn't tell.
Only Buddy would know.
Right, from China Chili.
So
I'm just playing the odds. If you smell pot, you probably smell takeout.
I walked across the lovely street and then there was, there was 16th Street and then we got to 12th and
We can count.
I cut across Durant's parking lot and I waved and did.
You
sort
got
of
that
a,
far on foot?
Wait, stand by. The story's not over, buddy.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyway,
he's taking up all my time.
Now, mind you, I went there with Michael, who drove me there. So an hour passes, and all of a sudden I get a text from him, hey, where did you go, or where are you? And I'm like, well, I'm at about Central and Osborne.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, what? I'm like, I got tired, and I was waiting for you, so I left, and I'm just walking home. And he's like, oh, my God, what the fuck are you doing? By the time he got to me, I was at I was at Central and Thomas. And when he got to me, I was at Central and Osborne by the Walgreens. So he just picked me up and took me the other, few blocks home.
One dose of penicillin, you were good.
No, but it was so nice. There was no traffic, nobody to bother me, aside from a text message from somebody who finally realized I was gone. Right. My phone wasn't ringing. It was just a lovely, nice.
Oh, that's very nice.
Nice. So that was my walk.
And how was the show?
I don't think he was there for it.
To me, personal opinion, swing and a miss.
Okay.
Okay.
Did they do anything to say goodbye? Or was it really Frenelli's last show?
It was Frenelli's last show and somebody else's last show, and I'll tell you more about that off air.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was pulled aside and I was informed by this person that they're checking out, literally.
Okay, I mean, I don't know any players in that production anymore. So
yeah, you
matter.
Do. Yeah, you do.
But the best, I don't know if you saw it, and I have to bring this up, and please find it on Facebook. Tyler, you need to join Facebook and find this.
Yeah, okay.
She's not in the show.
Though. No, but they're done with it.
Oh.
Anyways,
anybody would be. It's been 19 years. It's not really 20 years. It started in 94. Our math is off, but I'll give it to him.
So that means I did do the first one.
The first one was in 94.
Right.
Yeah, the first one was in 94.
Because they kept trying to convince me that I didn't. I'm like, no, I did the first show.
I remember you from the second, but I don't care about that.
All right. No, you're right. It was 95. My bad. You're right. I was in the 95 show.
So they put Darren Simmer, former owner of BS West and videographer to the star sometimes. We did a commercial one year.
Funny.
For the Dollhouse year when we did Hairspray. Before the movie came out, we did it based on Broadway. And I think I was the only person that had seen it yet. Right. And we still made it up off of Tony Awards performances. Like we stole the dance from everybody. And
in
then
the
rest we just made up, completely faked it the whole way. But we did a commercial for the Dollhouse. And it is one of the funniest things that Darren
posted it
on my Facebook and sent it to me. He's been promising it to me all summer long.
It's on his, and I think it may be on mine.
It is probably the funniest thing. Well done.
And what he means by commercial is the way that it used to be before it was all the social media that's out there. They would make a promo reel to promote the show and play it in the bar because BS West used to be, their big thing is they were just really a big video bar.
Video bar, yeah.
And so they would, in between every fourth song, they would play this Dollhouse promo for each year, whatever the theme of the show was. And it's so funny because it's Bella and you and Carlton and Heather.
No one's really in drag, and we did it at and every time I tell the story it gets earlier in the morning. But, so it
7 a.m.
It really was about 8 a.m. in the morning, and it was just bringing out later. I'll tell you the story of the wig that I ended up leaving with because I'm a horrible person. But it was everybody not really in makeup, and we just keep changing wigs and changing costumes, and no one's really in their right underwear, and it's horrible boobs, and we're just singing through the
bars. And those
are
just Heather's.
And then Darren edited it beautifully.
It really is. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
In fact, I was sitting, while we were setting up for the show this past weekend, I was showing the video on my phone to Michael Mejia because he'd never seen any of those promos. And Michael Frenelli walks by and he goes, where did you get that? And I said, well, Darren posted it this morning. And he goes, Darren Simmer? yes.
He's been promising me. And we
forever.
When we had lunch in September in Santa Monica, it was very clear. I need
you'll post
this
it or
in
you'll
my
die.
Life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny, funny,
so
funny.
So he
stuff.
Was kind enough to do it.
Oh, the only one, second to that, which is the funniest one, which is readily available, is the one
of Heather doing
Miss Chatelaine in the Encanto
in
Park
Tempe
on Tippy Town Lake. Oh my God! And the funniest, behind the scenes stories.
You've
is,
never seen that with Anal. It's in Canal Park, okay. And then it's down at those condos at the end of like College and Curry, where College and Curry
okay.
meet.
Because okay.
I knew somebody that lived there 20 years ago, not at the time. And like we're on the swings, and we did her in drag in Canal
funny.
Park.
Oh.
And so here's a kind of a masculine girl that we're putting in a dress and a wig, and we're doing her makeup because we didn't like the way they did it at Elizabeth Arden. So everybody in the park is like, is that a man or a woman? And why is she in this big ball gown?
Quinceañeras are going on around.
And we did it like September. I think it was September 1st of 2001. Mm-hmm. And we're in this park, and the slide was aluminum.
This is good.
And it's the hottest fucking day.
Yeah.
Hottest fucking day. Yeah. And you can see me because I'm in the whole thing. Like, I'm in my glasses. It was right before my eye surgery. I'm in my glasses. I'm in shorts. And I'm like, Heather, you've got to go down the slide in that ball gown. That's going to be funny. She's like, it's going to be hot. That thing is reflective. I'm like, no, it'll be fine. I'll go first. I went down, burned the back of my leg so bad, I thought I was going to need medical attention. And I'm like, Heather, it's fine. In the highest pitch, screaming in pain voice you can imagine. So Heather goes down after me. The dress slides up and her bare ass goes the whole way down. And you see her laughing, but what she's really saying is, fuck you, Al!
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, in the paddle boats with a boom box so she could lip sync to Miss Chatelaine and me just laughing my ass off.
Well, the funny part to me of that story is that there's two paddle boats. One where Darren and who, I don't know who's paddling his boat, was videoing her. And aren't you in the paddle boat with
I'm
Heather?
Paddling Heather.
Right. And
with
you're
the boom box so she can hear the song.
And he's
and
feeding
Paul
her
from the bar is on shore, filming from shore.
Oh, he's feeding her the words because she doesn't know it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But it doesn't help because clearly Katie Lang is singing as well.
It.
So
right.
me singing
right.
it louder is not going to make her learn the words.
Oh, but I can hear it better.
It is yeah. so funny. So
and
those
it,
are
it
two
It was one of the funniest days. And
fun
she had this,
videos.
The fancy dinner from Jack in the Box.
Yes, and that's she, right.
And the one video fuck up that nobody catches is that when she's laying on the ground, we're blowing bubbles that are supposed to be in front of her, but they're in the wrong place in the camera. So it looks like bubbles are just going by the camera, but they have nothing to do with her. Because you can tell that they're 40 miles apart.
Oh, my God. That's
oh, it was. That Those are funny,
yeah,
that, funny videos.
Those were funny, funny days. And I just had to post it when I saw it just to let people know, like, sure. now with the job that I have, like, this is what I used to do at my job.
Right.
Was, you know, do drag in the middle of the afternoon.
And I can't imagine, but the people that he works with at that restaurant, I mean, they see these videos and they've sure. heard all these stories of yesteryear for you, and now they know you come you some mystery studio somewhere, you do a talk show that you refuse to come into work for, to work a double because of this show. They're like, are you crazy?
Right.
They
must Who think, are you?
Right.
And now they've seen video and been like, oh yeah, she's fucking nuts.
Yeah. So I have an update.
Yes, what's up?
In Pigeon Forge, it is to snow tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Chance
Dolly
of snow
will be happy.
Tomorrow. There's that. And also, just curious, why, unless I'm on the wrong thing, could be, but on Q Talk America right now, aren't we supposed to be live?
Refresh the page. We're live.
I just did four times.
What's it say?
It says,
because Joe's
now,
listening, he
feast,
can.
Feast of Fun, How to Cheat on Your Man.
It shows us.
We're getting to that.
No, right now.
The first way to cheat on your man is to stick someone else's penis inside you.
We're getting that. I'm going to give out my home address later.
On the page that I'm on, it shows that we are live and in studio.
Am I on the wrong page?
Yeah, you are. You can't go with our page. You have to go to the actual page. But it says us.
The main page.
You have to go to the Listen Live page.
Yeah. There you go.
I can't believe we're telling somebody in the studio how to listen to us.
This is
why
we
don't have
listeners. Why do I have to listen live? I'm here.
No. You go to that page and then you can see it.
All right.
So back to my little.
I'm tweeting this show, by the way, as it happened. Marnie, you might want to say.
I clicked listen live.
Well, no, you don't do that. Shut that off. You don't.
Click listen live.
No.
Jesus, do it in smaller steps.
Do you want me to talk louder or slower?
Both.
Do you want me to pretend you're foreign or deaf?
Remember, she has a pool in the front and the back, whatever that means.
Wherever.
I thought it means you talk slow when you're around.
I thought
her
it was
all.
Party in the back, business in front.
No, it's rock in the
don't
front, grass
me.
In the back. Jesus God. Christ. All right, go on. We're never going to get to anything.
Yes,
that's
we are.
All right.
So we have a little order of business to take care of.
Who's dead?
I didn't, and I didn't inherit anything. So
Jesus, I know. No. He's always inheriting people from people that are alive. inheriting things.
So I don't know if everybody knows this. I think I know we in the studio all know this, but due to something called a job, Mr. Early is going to have to take a hiatus from the show.
Yeah. Unacceptable, including your pronunciation of the word hiatus.
Hiatus, right, yeah. Hiatus. I was trying to say he and hiatus at the same time.
I know.
So
I was trying to drink and talk.
So this will apparently, unless you're calling in dead for next week's our election
Pretty
night
please.
Coverage.
You have to come in for the election Seriously. Coverage. How can you possibly work
you have
for the
to
election?
Tell him, fuck you.
I can fake a cough for you. What do you need?
Well, I can't guarantee anything.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, all right.
We appreciate you.
We're going to need 2 weeks' notice is what we're saying.
I gave you a month.
He did.
What
he
if
did.
I give you my pay? Will you please? I'll give
for
you
For the
my
show?
Pay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll help.
Okay, So
anyway, I know that you're, and again, this is a hiatus. This doesn't mean Buddy's leaving the show. He'll be in intermittent, worked in. Well, and this is just a work thing. You've got to work
what
for.
What if I bribe you?
Oh my God, Marnie just pulled out bugles and candy corn.
I actually have one other thing.
That might work.
If you actually found corn choodles.
No, but goddamn, I've been looking.
God
that
damn.
Pisses me off.
People have Googled. I know. I find it unacceptable.
Well, you know, as everyone around this table knows, have some bugles, Al.
What the fuck are you doing, Marnie?
What the hell is that
I don't know.
Stuff?
You said Klondike, and all of a sudden she's got pulling ice out of her ass.
Marnie has a styrofoam cooler, and she's pulling. What the fuck is this?
I brought you candy corn ice cream, too.
Oh, my God.
You have
ice cream? It was at the pink spot.
I'm afraid she brought in a kidney.
Uh-huh.
I thought she was bringing organs. I really did.
I did, too.
It's candy corn ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
But it tastes more like vanilla, so that's why I got the candy corn.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marn.
You're welcome.
Wow.
But just so everybody knows, what happens is my schedule is changing at work, and I am, yes, and everybody knows, so it's not like I'm spilling the beans. They pretty much know at work that I'm looking for another job.
They obviously listen to this show.
No, in fact, it's funny because my new manager, because I'm already, what happens is I was switching teams at work, okay. And I've already done that, mm-hmm. actually, and I've been postponing this.
We frown upon that
this
here.
Move.
Yeah.
I've been kind of postponing this move to the new schedule because I wanted to
enjoy
stay
this
in the show
this,
a little longer.
Yes.
But anyway, my new manager, who is like a 25-year-old Latino guy who you would love, by the way.
Do you have any pictures? I need some help.
I'll look.
No, he's not.
He is really cool. Like, he's really taking an interest in, like, my interests. Like, he wants to know what I do. And I,
really?
You know, he'll ask me. No, he's engaged.
Oh, shit.
He'll ask me how my novel is coming, because we talked about how I've been wanting.
Page two of your novel?
Well, I'm on page one. But he's like, you got those first two words yet? And then he was talking to me today.
In
about
a world.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to put those with the ice cream.
In a town.
He was talking. You know what? I'm going to put bugles on my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, nice.
We have our first cooking show tip.
So, right. No, today he was talking to me. I was telling him all about how I see tons of movies. Mm-hmm. And he was suggesting that I start a blog of movie reviews.
Oh.
And he even came up with a title for it. And I was like, that's actually kind of genius. And so now I have to do it. But
are you
going to
share what the title is?
Off the air. I don't want somebody stealing it.
Oh,
I thought the title was...
Don't tell Al.
I thought the title was Off the Air. I'm like, well, how interesting.
I don't have time for a blog. I got to interrupt you people.
Anyway.
He can't type as fast as he talks.
He's a really great guy, and he kind of knows that I don't belong in that job and that there's something better for me. And so, I am looking. That's all I can say is
okay.
I'm trying desperately to find a new job, which I have been doing for a while, not just because of... You know, the conflict with the show. I've been kind of wanting a new job for a while, but anywho, that's that. Not to bring everyone down. Have some bugles and candy corn.
We should put those with the ice cream.
We should do that. What I lost a total train of thought with what I was thinking about. So what I want to let everybody know, I confirmed today we have and this is not a permanent replacement. Would you pick up my pen? I just accidentally threw on the floor.
Because you got mad.
No, I just lost
Body's
control of my hand.
Body's not even dead. He's throwing pins
so,
at me.
I got a confirmation today on somebody who is willing to come in, fill in for you while you're gone, and potentially, depending on how things go, because I'm hoping you're not gone long. Not that I want this new person to be here for a short period of time.
I know exactly what you're saying. If for some reason it should go on and on forever, this is someone that you... would be okay with.
Right. And because obviously we want to figure out how to make the show pay for all of our lives. So we're going to do anything else. We can quit the restaurant and I can quit. Well, I can't. I got a lot of shit going on. Anyway, confirmation as of about 5:30 this afternoon is that Katie June will
Yay!
Be with us.
Oh, good.
That's my guess.
So good. Now we're going to be like Fox, fair and balanced because we have two girls and two guys.
Well, actually, it's three girls and one guy.
Fuck you. She thought I couldn't do math.
So yes, starting and now, unfortunately, because Katie is a very integral part of the Kirsten Cinema campaign, right. She will be with her team next Tuesday night. So we've got to figure out.
So that's why you were hesitant when I asked about my birthday wish.
Why?
Because you're like, or she could just be there as an extra.
Oh, got it. Uh-huh. Yes,
yeah,
right.
Totally caught that. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is wrong with him?
That's why I'm like, by the way, is that the 27th of November? Uh-huh. There will be, Erin is going to join us, Marnie's mm-hmm. girlfriend, Erin, then Marnie and Katie. So we have three lesbians and you and I, Al. So I don't know how this is going to work.
Oh, shit.
Again.
What?
I'm pointing out the obvious.
What?
But Al's a lesbian?
No. Al's not a lesbian. No.
Not this one.
He doesn't even know what that team wears.
He's got a pool in the front and the back. I don't know why that sounds like it should mean something to me, but it's like a pool in the front, pool in the back.
Well,
Lurleen has joined us. Welcome, Lurleen.
Hi, Lurleen.
How are you?
I think I just signed up to do a movie review show while you write a blog.
You know what's funny is potentially for next week, if Katie can't be here and if you, Al, you, buddy, can't figure out how to fake death or do whatever.
It's payroll.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Oh, fuck you. I'm like, maybe Lurleen could come in to show because she's a bag of fun.
She's
good times.
Is Lurleen the one who the commode blowed up?
Was my story from Flagstaff.
Right.
Lurleen was with us for like 2 weeks. She did the board the 1 week and she subbed for somebody.
Her name's not Lurleen.
No, her name's Molly.
Molly. That's Molly. No. Okay, yeah. I didn't know who Lurleen was.
Not sure.
Lurleen.
But Lurleen and I are going to do a movie review show since Buddy's not available.
I'm sure that'll go over well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
I have a topic for movies later if we ever get done with this fucking segment.
Yeah. I'm sure you do. Is it what was announced today?
No.
Okay. Well,
what was announced today?
It's nothing current at all.
We'll talk about that in just a second. So anyway, that's it.
I don't do that shit.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
So anyway, if you tune in next week or the week after that and Buddy's not with us, it's only because he is working. He's trying to pay off. He's trying to build a gym for the kids. He's working extra hours. It's all about the kids. The children.
I care about the children.
Who's building a gym for the kids?
I'm kidding. He's not. He doesn't get paid for this show.
What the fuck?
And you know what? As funny as I asked somebody else, I asked Barbara Seville yesterday at lunch what you do, and she has I have no idea. No idea.
You guys went to lunch at one of my favorite places yesterday.
Zip Sports Grill. I didn't even know what the fuck.
And they
have
good fucking food.
They do?
Yes.
That's not what I have.
That's Buddy's favorite place.
I just haven't heard that.
I had a blue cheese burger, and I was like...
Oh, the burgers are okay, but you should have had something else.
Like what?
They're focaccias.
What I was trying to figure out is this. Why they plant... Okay,
what the hell you and Barbara Seville were doing at a sports bar? Right?
No. Well, there were other... Carlton was with us. We got him separated from his boyfriend. Trixie and Todd. You know Todd. Todd does laundry at Charlie's.
Charlie's for all your laundry needs. White colors, it doesn't matter.
No, so we all live basically at Central and Camelback, right? All of us within that vicinity. Mm-hmm. They chose to go to the Zips at 32nd Street Indian School.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
There's one at 16th and Bethany, for God's sakes. I didn't understand. They don't know how to do that. Anyway, let's get to some headlines. We got some shit to do, and then Buddy's going to do
this. Do they have shitty paper towels that you can bitch about later?
I used the last one at home today.
Thank Christ.
I just threw the roll away. It's all right.
I'm not one to pray for things, but I've been praying for the end of that paper towel conversation for about 3 months.
It's never going to end.
No.
Just like this show and bad headlines. Here are some headlines coming at you this Tuesday night from Q-Talk America. Just when you thought PETA activists were batshit crazy, here's more proof. A San Diego political candidate says that the sex doll claim is inflated. This is for Tyler. A Tennessee man is charged for decorating with street signs. And gone viral, it's fake Hurricane Sandy photos.
Oh, yeah.
And I have handouts for those in color. So fuck you, Al.
Those would be great for our listeners.
Yeah, but they can Google fake pictures. They can see it themselves. Can I get some bugles? I need a little snicky snack.
I love these motherfuckers. And they're... What is that?
There's meth in every bugle.
How much wine have I drank?
I keep thinking it's the Buggles from the MTV.
The Buggaloos.
No, the video killed the radio stew.
Clean,
I was just singing another.
Because I wanted to go a little
Billy
deeper
Ocean.
Into the
Billy Ocean did
I was
not.
Singing another Billy Ocean. That was,
that's what I thought. Jesus
Get out
Christ.
Out of my Buggaloo.
Okay, starting out.
Whatever. Something.
Animal activists want
out of my bugaloo.
How rude.
What the fuck?
Really?
All right, go on.
Get out of my bugaloo and into my Dorito. What? I don't know. What are you doing?
Into my bugle.
I don't know what she said, but it sounds racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been known for that.
We're so politically correct on the show. Nothing's racist.
Sure. I know. We haven't offended an Asian yet.
No. We will.
Are you sure?
Something yellow. Do it.
Wow, you went for the direct hit.
Yeah.
I was expecting subtlety, but nope.
Nice
napalm
work.
And all. It's all good.
Holy shit. Well, now we know how long we're going to be on the air. Well, buddy, we're leaving the same time.
7:39. I got to edit that out. Okay, here we go. Animal activists want a roadside memorial sign to honor fish killed during a container truck crash in Irvine, California. Swear to God, this is an actual headline from today. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, volunteer named Dina Corda, told in Irvine, California's street maintenance chief that the sign would remind drivers that fish value their lives and feel pain. Back on October 11th, about 1,600 pounds of saltwater bass died when a truck hauling them to the market, the farmer's market, got into a three-way crash. Her letter acknowledges that the roadside memorials traditionally do honor humans, but she hopes that an exception will be made.
Wow. Was there a fish crossing?
Yeah, exactly. A danger fish crossing.
Right. I was just curious.
Like the deer signs, yes. Yeah. Irvine spokesman Craig Ream says that there will not be a fish memorial. But PETA spokeswoman Ashley Byrne said PETA spokeswoman Ashley Byrne said
penis
that they
is
will,
a spokesperson?
They
put
will
his
go
fin
back
down on
and
that
ask
one.
Again. This is not the first time that PETA's asked to post a memorial for animals killed on their way to slaughter. They've tried to honor pigs killed in Virginia, cows that were killed in a crash in Illinois, Kansas, and in Manitoba, Canada. But none of them have ever been approved, just like this one. This is their first fish effort. They will continue trying for memorials when trucks carrying animals to slaughter are involved in crashes, and that there is a heavy death toll as a result. My favorite part of this is the very ending was part of her letter. They're on their way to slaughter, which is, of course, pretty hellish to begin with. But to suffer an accident on the way and to be left in the middle of the street to die is just simply unthinkable.
Okay. I got two things. Here's where we're going to lose all the listeners.
Okay. Both of them?
I can't believe that the lesbian propaganda group PETA, that this was their first fish effort.
Well played.
I agree.
I like it. I like it.
And I am so anti-PETA.
It's bad.
I almost want
to
kick a dog just to piss them off.
Oh, stop it. Now you're going to lose everybody.
I know. No, I really do. I think they are a shitty organization. Like, I am. They are ridiculous.
That's why I said they're batshit crazy.
They're our Jerry Falwells. They're the people, like, it's like.
He's still alive or is he dead?
Who knows? I'm sure Gay killed him with a hurricane. Right. But I think PETA is the exact opposite of the people that blame like hurricanes and gay people. They're fucking nuts.
True.
Well,
and
I
love
that
Melissa Etheridge
that
took back
be.
Her endorsement of them. It was my favorite thing.
I think that there are some reasons that it can be good, but with anything that basis. But when you go batshit crazy on anything,
then you have some good ideas too,
right? Exactly.
No. But that's what I mean. Like, but the minute
thank
you
Marge,
go,
loser minute, Marge Schottenheimer, isn't she the one that said Hitler had some good ideas?
Yeah. But the minute that you go too far one way or the other,
right? My
little...
favorite, thing, and the reason I'm kind of anti-animal for
Marge
all shot. The right reasons. Marge shot, same thing. is it at the end of Twilight Zone, the movie, where three people died? It says no animals were harmed in the filming of this movie. Mm-hmm. But three fucking people died. Relax a little bit, PETA.
Okay.
And I don't even think it was PETA then. I think it was just assholes in charge. But
could be.
I don't know. There's Harrison's not listening, but she gets so annoyed when I go on my PETA rants.
Lurleen wants to know if the PETA people have ever been to the fucking state fair.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
And Lurleen, why did you put asterisk?
No, they did it to me too. I wrote fuck and it says asterisk.
What? Oh, Joe, is our chat room what are you censoring us?
We have been censored.
Oh, I hate that. All right, Tyler.
That's why I'm leaving.
Tyler, you will not be censored.
I will not be censored.
Tyler will love this one. A Bristol, Tennessee man is free on bond after police found 30 stolen street signs, 2 traffic barrels, and 2 traffic cones in his house. The Kingsport Times News reports police spotted street signs nailed to the walls of Daniel Cross's home when they responded to a call about a domestic incident this past Saturday morning. According to the arrest report, police saw an orange traffic barrel and traffic cone in a corner, found more signs in a pile under a child's bed. Cross told officers that the signs were given to him by a friend. He said he was going to be decorating his home with them. Transportation officials are still determining their value. He was charged with receiving or concealing stolen property. My favorite line of this entire story is the last one that says, his number was not listed in a local telephone directory.
There you have it.
That's how you know you're in a small town. Right. We just want you to know that he shops at Walmart.
But no, who the hell still has a telephone directory? What the fuck?
I know that is like the first thing that goes in the recycle bin.
And, right, exactly.
If I can't chase those people off and my porch before they set it down.
Right, exactly. I hate that. They kill so many trees. More than Marnie does when she's printing stuff.
Fuck Arbor Day. I'm killing the trees.
But I don't know. Tyler, can you tell us in the chat room, at Bristol, Tennessee, is it that small of a town that they really still have like Sarah and you have to call the operator to get connected to... to the courthouse or to the Piggly Wiggly.
Hey, Lurleen, can you please connect me?
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay. I used to steal street signs as a child.
Oh, I did too.
Shut
and
up.
I think it's Welcome to Goat Island, which is part of Niagara Falls. It's the little...
currently? Still part of it?
It's currently... Goat Island still exists. But we have a sign in my parents' basement. And, we've had pictures taken with it and stuff, and it's completely illegal.
Oh, we used to steal, yeah.
You talked about that being in the basement. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
Al Perkins, This Is Your Life. Please welcome the New York City Police.
if the New York State Police were in charge of anything, I would have been in jail 25 years ago.
We used to do that, but that's illegal. Like, stealing cable is illegal. They don't really do anything.
Yeah, it's like breaking into a house and taking their copper.
He's like, did you even say
He's
right?
He's like, I hope so.
Right, they don't.
Right, I got it. I love it. Wait. Have these PETA people never been to a fucking state fair, says Lorene?
That's what I said. I said that right before you said, yeah, we've been censored on other things. Remember that?
Oh, I don't even know. That.
Usually
but
you
they
read
block
me.
Her artistry of profanity. I love it.
But the funny thing is Joe's saying it shouldn't be blocking that or censoring. He's going to check on it.
Because I thought that we had that maybe explicit because rating.
Maybe Joe said he was going to the gym. He's a dirty, rotten liar.
No, he goes to the gym and listens because you can listen on a fucking smartphone.
So you can listen and type and work out at the same time.
Joe is feel like he's
Joe
busy.
Could. Yeah,
he's busy.
I feel like that.
He's got an e-bike. He rides around.
Excuse
and does
me, PETA, but I'm calling out horse.
He has a cardboard canoe bike.
Stupid.
It used to be a canoe. All right, hurry up with your story.
All right. What? You have something more important to do?
No, but I got drinking and eating to do.
All right. All right. What are you? Marnie's going
to
show Al something.
No, I want him to.
Oh, well, Al can't fix it. It's a computer.
am I in the chat room or am I in the chat room?
I'm in the chat room, too. Yeah, and ain't. The font is lovely. It's bigger. People my age can read it. A candidate for a San Diego County College Board says his link to a sex doll business has been blown out of proportion.
Oh.
In a campaign mailer, the teachers' union claims that Palomar College Board President Daryl McMullen co-founded a sex doll company with his son. McMullen is seeking his fourth term on the board. He is one of six candidates for three seats. McMullen tells North County Times that in 1998, he helped his son launch Abyss Creations. He says his role in the company was no more than just doing a lot of paperwork. The life-sized, anatomically correct silicone dolls are nothing more than a business. McMullen, a 71-year-old grandfather of 11, calls the flyer dirty politics and said he is proud of his son's success.
It's good to see fathers and sons working together,
yeah, exactly.
First of all. But
yes.
When you started the story, I'm like, oh my God, elementary school board? It's the college school board.
No, I don't care.
Who the fuck, who the asterisk cares?
I mean, for God's sakes, all those kids on campus already have flesh jacks anyway. Right. They're busy. They're very busy.
According to Marnie's computer, it is another show on.
Yeah, but her computer's lying. Joe, for some reason, Marnie's computer is showing something else. But Joe is not at the gym. He's going after 9 after the live show ends, he says, because he wants to be part of our misadventure.
I told you he was a dirty fucking liar.
He wants to monitor us is what he wants to do.
All right. Well, now.
All right, start again.
As topical as this is, gone viral. Hurricane Sandy has already brought wild winds and some heavy surf to the Mid-Atlantic, actually wiping off like entire cities and boardwalks and all kinds of shit. Monday afternoon, it had delivered some truly incredible images, including fake images, and that have been making the rounds. The first, it seemed, was a shark spotted swimming in somebody's flooded front yard.
Oh,
There are several other ones. So what I did is online, and you can Google this, top five fake Hurricane Sandy photos. And I printed them out to show you because I'm sure you probably have seen these, but pass these around if you care to.
Did you love the Grease Bad Sandy?
Yes.
Where it showed it showed Olivia Newton-John progressing up the
That's
coast
very,
in different...
Very
Grease is a favorite movie from 1978 starring...
This was my favorite, the one that looks like the movie The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, that was good.
War of the Worlds over the...
That one is called Ominous Clouds Looming Over Statue of Liberty. Everyone from the New York Times, Jody Cantor, and the New Yorker's David Gran to BuzzFeed's Andrew Kaczynski tweeted that this fake photo is what looks to be a lost still from the movie Independence Day, is what they thought that was.
And I think they should have just lost the whole movie. Why just lose the still?
Another one called Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's a real photo, but it's the wrong day.
Yeah, it's from years ago.
Now,
yeah.
The funny thing is NPR tweeted and posted this photo of three soldiers getting pelted by rain as they guarded the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I actually didn't realize that somebody stood guard at that all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Are we at risk at somebody stealing the tomb?
No, you're it's an honor of.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So anyway, so that wasn't real, but it duped a lot of different people. Also, there's ones called...
Because they are standing. They did stand there today during it. No one just took a picture that was dated today.
So that wasn't right. There's another one called Sinister Clouds Threaten to Swallow Empire State Building. Again, it's a real photo, wrong day. This one was all over Twitter, Facebook, and beyond. The original image appeared in the Wall Street Journal in 2011. There's one that I thought was good. That one right there. It's called A Waves Crashing on Statue of Liberty.
That one looks cool, but...
Quick and easy Photoshop job. The original is wallpaper from the disaster porn movie The Day After Tomorrow.
Wow.
That's fair.
And number five, dark clouds rolling over George Washington Bridge. With the dark, eerie clouds, the identifiable New York City landmark, this image has all the right ingredients, actually, to be a Hurricane Sandy pig, except for the fact that it's a Getty stock photo from 2009.
Okay, so which movie's worse? Day After Tomorrow or Independence Day? Ooh.
One's a porn, so you got to win them.
No, they're... You're so stupid. They're being funny.
I thought it was the Day After Tomorrow pill that was the porn.
Yeah.
The Morning After is what it should have been called.
But which one's worse?
Day After Tomorrow.
Horse race for me.
Really?
Yeah. Because at least there's a couple original lines in Day After Tomorrow. Independence Day was just... That's just shit.
It was Day After Tomorrow.
Must go faster.
Maybe I'm
really? Because none
to...
of us saw Jurassic Park?
Maybe I'm responding to the most recent, and that's the one that's the worst, you know?
That's
like the last movie you saw was the best or the worst you've ever seen,
that's
you know?
That's true. Very true. Which
is Argo right
of
now.
The
so
first, of the first two Spy Who Shagged Me movies, what are those called? Austin Powers?
Austin Powers.
Whatever one you saw first is the one that you like better because it's the exact same movie. Because no one saw the first one.
Right.
Oh.
So it just depends on what order you saw them in.
Are you ready to go?
Okay.
Oh, you know what I have to do? Let me read our sponsorship right quick, right before
Please.
You do that.
I'm assuming it's not...
Asians.
No. I gotta hit this. If you'd like to receive 50% off about any item from adammail.com, like videos or toys or poise. Be sure to go to adammail.com and enter the coupon code QTALK, the letter Q, T-A-L-K, and the number 1, to receive your 50% off any item right there from QTALK, adammail.com. Jesus Christ.
I thought poise, weren't those like feminine napkins?
Little feminine napkins. They call them
depends.
All right, I'm parched. Do we have any water or anything?
Uh-huh.
It's time for your sports headlines. Giants break out of the brooms for World Series sweep. Okay. Or is there a Diet Coke?
Yes.
San Francisco announces support for gay pro athletes. I really need to drink. I can't talk. HBO Real Sports asks, why have pro athletes not come out? And the BCS races toward another controversial outcome.
Woohoo! That's sports!
The San Francisco Giants have swept the Detroit Tigers to win their second World Series title in 3 years. It was the first time since 1990 that a National League team has won the title 4-0. The Giants overcame the Tigers' stellar superior pitching staff. You should see what I wrote here. Stellar presumed superior pitching staff. I wrote that. Yes. I was an English major.
Oh.
To close out the
fired?
Series.
He's not doing a very
good
job.
With a 4-3 extra winning in on Sunday night. Good Lord. In an uncharacteristic
twist. We should start over.
In an uncharacteristic
There's
twist.
No time.
for San Francisco, riot police clashed with revelers on the streets of the city who got into fights, set fire to cars, and caused great damage to buildings.
And I didn't know what the pictures they were posting the next day because they attacked the LGBTQRS LMNOP. I guess there's a historic museum, a shocking turn of events in San Francisco. And I guess there was they broke the window. So I was like, I didn't understand what was being posted, if like people were rebelling against all the initials, but it turns out it was just some random part of the celebration.
You know, though I don't follow a lot of sports, and we all know this, that's not a surprise, it seems like every year I typically know when the World Series is going on, and it seemed like...
It's October. It's every year. It's
the October. No, I know. I know what Clayton's saying.
But it seems like it's on a Thursday.
I think it's because the I think I'm just so overwhelmed with political shit. I knew nothing that this was even coming because all of a sudden I got a tweet from somebody that, you know, it was over and was it the Giants that won?
Yeah.
I'm like, when the hell was this?
I understand,
he's
Clayton.
He's been talking about it for three straight weeks.
Never heard of
him. He doesn't pay attention.
Right.
But I can understand because it really has kind of gone under the radar this year.
If they had commercials slamming the other team, I would probably know about this.
Well, here's something that came out of the World Series. Not from the World Series, but followed up on it. As Giants fans celebrate their team's World Series win, the city and county of San Francisco and the Board of Supervisors have announced their support for LGBT professional athletes. At a press conference held on Tuesday today, they threw their support behind The Last Closet, a campaign to end homophobia in men's professional sports, and one of the campaign's specific efforts. The supervisors and The Last Closet held their joint press conference today at City Hall, and it included speakers from the city, the National Center for Lesbian Rights, and former NFL player Dave Coppé.
Wow.
So there you go.
Nice.
Not bad.
Yeah.
No thoughts on that, Clayton?
He's not listening.
He's like, can you repeat
I'm actually texting Katie June.
He's like, get down here, but I'm dying.
I don't know what I'm going to do next week because you're the only person that listens to me. So
what,
Katie?
Who are you?
Oh, this is awkward.
I know, right?
Okay. Well, along those same lines, HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel is taking a look at why pro athletes aren't coming out of the closet in their latest episode, currently airing on the cable network. One of the people highlighted in the piece is boxer Orlando Cruz, who we've been talking about for a few weeks.
I do remember that.
I bet you do, who came out publicly earlier this month and won his first match last week as an openly gay man. The three people interviewed for this show were ESPN's LZ Granderson, former NFL player Wade Davis, and OutSports founder Sid Ziegler. There also is
he's everywhere.
Yeah. I actually heard the Sid Ziegler interview on NPR. Mm-hmm. I heard that.
There's also a web-exclusive interview with former Phoenix Suns president Rick Welts, in which he talks about the incredible support he has received since coming out. Ziegler believes that, quote, the first openly gay pro athlete won't just be fine. He'll be better. He'll become a better player and make more money because of it.
Oh, good.
Which is very, very possible. I think I've kind of felt that same way for a long time, too, you know, that there's going to be there's going to be people who may want to boycott or do whatever, but what's going to come out from supporters is going to make that person filthy rich.
I was very curious to hear when you said he just had his first, in boxing?
Match.
What is
that? Match.
Well, he can't get past the boxer.
No.
We've talked.
So even just for him and anybody else that's coming out, I'm wondering if at any time, you know how they always talk smack before a match. Uh-huh. Always they're, you know, this, that, the other. I mean, even if it's, you know.
But that's where the word faggot is appropriate. Right. When you're talking shit, that's
right.
What you,
so what I'm wondering
you
is,
throw it in there.
What's going to happen the first time whoever throws out something, you know, I'm going to beat the shit out of that little whatever.
Well, then it takes on a different context.
I'm really
curious. But you got to be tougher. And that, when it's trash talk, you got to toughen up. You can't clean up. If it's true trash talk, you got to toughen up. Mm-hmm. And I do it. Like, when I play, if I play tennis or
Jenga.
Pool. Yeah. I mean, if I'm... Exactly.
Mahjong.
We have Mahjong. When I'm doing a competition level Mahjong. But I love to, like, when I'm out playing pool with straight friends, I like to be like, you're losing to a faggot. Like, you know, I do it.
You say it to yourself.
No,
say
it to
about
them.
Yourself. Right. No,
right.
No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
You say it about yourself, though.
But I do. I throw it out there, like, you're losing to a faggot. Like, because it does. It adds a demeaning quality to it that they don't miss.
Well, I know my friends who play on one of the gay softball teams here who will often play in tournaments around town as well. They'll kind of mock their opponents when they're kicking their asses, too. They're like, you're losing to a bunch of gay guys.
Yeah. Right. I've heard that over many years. Hacienda.
I think trash talk has to stay off limits for PC. Like, you just cannot It is what it is. You're meant to talk shit. You're meant to be offensive. Yeah. You're meant to hurt people's feelings because you want to, like, ice them.
And that's what Ann Coulter's good at. Anyway, continue on with sports.
And one final story here. With four teams remaining unbeaten heading into the home stretch of the college football season, the likelihood that we will have another BCS controversy grows. Currently, Alabama, Kansas State, Notre Dame, and Oregon are in contention for those two BCS championship berths, which are decided by computers. One thing you can be sure about...
Everything about that organization is fucked up. Could you say that with a little more ignition?
Jesus Christ. Which, by the way...
One thing you can be sure about, the BCS is salivating over the potential for having Notre Dame playing in its title game. Which could happen. And actually, I should clarify this. There actually is a fifth undefeated team, and that's Louisville, but they don't have a shot at this at all, even if they go undefeated, because...
They don't make any money.
They don't play the same schedule. They're undefeated because... They play a lesser schedule, and their conference is easier and whatnot. But I'm repping Oregon tonight, Pac-12.
I saw
with
your
my
shirt.
Oregon shirt.
Nice.
Even though they annihilated ASU 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
But I gotta pull for the Pac-12 teams, and I've seen Oregon play many times this year, and I can't see any team outscoring Oregon in any game this year. So I'm really hoping Oregon makes it to the BCS championship game.
That's my problem with college football is it's like basketball scores. It's like 72-16. Right. You know what I mean? Like it's like,
well, Oregon played Colorado this week.
Keep going with the score because that changes things later.
This game. Like just say it's enough. Yeah. Now because I'm all inclement weather politics all the time now. Like I'm in complete shutdown. Did the Cardinals win last night?
They did not. They got killed.
Because they suck.
I knew that.
No, but a couple weeks ago they played this other purple team. And
and how are they doing now?
That was question number two. Don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry, were you talking? I don't listen to you.
How did the Vikings do? Okay.
No, I'm real good.
The
Vikings, God bless them. You know, we like that Minnesota nice stuff. So, we played Tampa Bay.
They were good hosts.
Lovely hosts.
You lost to Tampa fucking Bay.
We sure did. Yeah, but you have to understand, they were on a 9-game losing streak, Al, and we don't want to see that continue. And the last time that they won on the road?
Prince had a current
Minnesota.
Song.
They won in Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Fuck them. So... That was really.
Now, do they get
know,
the Fucktard of the Week award, or are we still waiting?
I think the Vikings. Can.
No, we have other nominees. Stupid, we have too many other nominees.
But the Cardinals, they didn't get beaten by the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings or the Cardinals beat themselves a couple weeks ago.
They always do.
We have not been playing well.
They are on a downward spiral. The Cardinals
started in 1988.
Considering they started the season 4-0,
right,
and now they've lost 4 in a row, and their schedule does not get any easier. Mm-hmm. They go to Green Bay this week, and then they have Atlanta the week after that, and it just gets worse.
I would agree.
Why, by the way, are you wearing Viking stuff and all green tonight? What's the deal?
Down to my chucks.
I was convinced it was St. Patrick's Day, and I'd slept through 6 months.
I was like, what the hell?
That's why Al's drinking so much, and I'm eating corned beef mash.
That's right. I don't know. It just all matched.
Good Lord. No, it's cute. I was surprised. Usually it's always purple because
Al and I are kind of wearing green, too. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, we are all wearing green.
Why not?
Well, that's weird. Yeah.
I'm looking at if you're a green ball.
You're just green
as long as there's no yellow by me. See that what Buddy has on is a problem. But
all right, this green is the we're wrapping up hour one. It's the show on Q Talk America. We're coming back with hour two, which is surely to get better than this because it sucks so far.
Anything can happen.
Exactly. We'll be back in just a moment.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock. It's The Show with me, Clayton McKee, and my... lovely and talented friends, Buddy, Marnie, and Al. We're coming to you live from the Q-Talk studios in Central Phoenix. We don't care where you're listening, if you're local, if you're around the world, or in Tennessee. By God, thank you for being here. That's all shout out for Tyler. He listens
to us.
Hi, Tyler. Oh, for the love of God. Well, it's the beginning of hour two, and you know what that means.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music.
and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I think in honor of Buddy's last week, our word has to be raw dog.
Raw dog. Wow, that was our first show.
And it all comes full circle with
like
raw dog.
It's like a greatest hits package.
Do you remember the name of our first show?
I think Raw Dog.
No, it was called Who the Hell is Ray J? That's right.
Because you fuckers were so drunk you could not follow my train of thought. God. I'm going to blame
still,
you.
We still don't.
Yeah, not at all. And I was hammered.
Let,
right.
let me just recap. I could not believe that Ray J could be the same, that Brandy's brother could be the same person that brought us Kim Kardashian and escorted Whitney Houston to the afterlife. I just could not believe that he could have his finger on that many pulses.
No, but he did.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He did. All right, I'm going to go first.
I don't even have a list tonight. I'm going to apologize right now, you guys.
I don't either.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
my God. Really?
All I have to say is for local listeners, the important proposition on our ballot is number 121. The rest are all kind of who gives a shit.
Right.
You could be for education, against education. It doesn't really matter. But Prop 121 is absolutely, definitely do not vote yes. You must vote no on Prop 121. Okay. Stop what you're doing. Write it down on your ballots. Make sure you do not vote for this one. It would make it so that you would have to vote for two Republicans.
Okay, I was wondering, what's that?
Yeah. Is that the primary thing?
Yeah. The primary thing.
Somebody thought they had a good idea with this one, but come on.
No, they were trying to get it so that the top two voters in the primaries, because we already do it. The last primary season, they didn't put Democrat or Republican on there, and you had to pick two names, and you could have chosen two Republicans. So it had a bad thing. And then my friend Jennifer Monroe, who lives up in Seattle, put on, and I have to find her post on Facebook. I have it ready. She wrote this today. It's all about the it's about the hurricane, kind of. Oh, God damn it. I hope I find it fast. I will. Because this, I think it's been very interesting to see Chris Christie, who has been such a dick about Obama and all these like painful speeches, all of a sudden cannot say enough nice things about Obama. So Jennifer Monroe wrote today, "I'm a little afraid. I really like Chris Christie. I may not always agree with his politics, but at least you absolutely know what he is thinking and he doesn't waver. That's so rare in politics. What I'm afraid of is that he's a gateway Republican, and if I were ever to openly support him, that it could lead to unspeakable horrors like listening to Rush Limbaugh or trying to take away the right to decide important healthcare decisions for women or something equally as heinous. I will not give in to you, Chris Christie, no matter how much you try to lure me with your refreshing, plain-spoken honesty."
That's fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful? That thought that it was very funny.
I'm going to interrupt you before you go on to your next thing, because you're talking about Facebook things.
Be one of the last times you get to interrupt him.
And I...
Who was talking?
I'm going to share...
Because I was listening.
I'm going to share a Facebook post by someone, and this is their pet peeve. And this is something that drives me batshit crazy. I just want to raw dog the next person. This person says, pet peeve. When you state you are going to attend an event on Facebook and you don't show up, for those of us who plan the event, we try to use those numbers to prepare for the show, ordering of food, arrangement of chairs and tables, etc. Have some courtesy, and Mark may be attending instead. Some things do come, blah, blah, blah. It goes on like that. Dude, if you are relying on Facebook invites to plan your event, that is your first problem.
Well, because
do not
people have stopped doing invitations where they really want an RSVP. Here's the problem is if you genuinely want an RSVP, and people fuck it up still because most people don't even know what RSVPs are anymore. But if you that is how people are doing it. They're doing all their invites on Facebook, and they expect accurate counts off that.
No one should expect that.
But they're doing it in lieu of real invites.
Oh,
but
I know they're why they're doing it. I'm saying it's pretty ridiculous because you're not going to get an accurate thing. Somebody, because it's easy for someone to be like, yeah, I'll go to that a month from now and then forget.
Right. Oh, right. Like everyone does.
You know? Dude, I'm sure you send an invitation to everyone on your Facebook, all 1,200 people.
Right.
That doesn't say much about, you know, your invitation list if you're just blindly inviting everyone. And yet you expect everyone else to show you the courtesy of being really truthful and honest about or if they're really coming. No.
And remember we talked about this, about if when you put your engagement, it's the one time that you're going to get like 700 likes of people that you're not inviting to your wedding.
Right. Which, by the way, speaking of events on Facebook, I host RuPaul's Drag Race at Apollo's.
Quietly.
Right,
quietly.
And we've done very well with that.
Very, okay. Very quiet.
Right. We've done very well with that. Nobody's talking. It's been very good. Watch the show. It's been very good. That's at Apollo's.
It's
at 7.
It's a bar for no talking.
Just for that 2 hours.
I like
90 minutes.
Time.
There's things to read.
Subtitles on the TV screen.
Okay, and I can't remember when this happened last week, but I feel like we did not touch on it. Some of these, I have all these propositions down. Like I was about to delete them, but I'm like, no, I have to take this into vote with me. Donald fucking Trump.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Speaking of the spy who shagged me.
He's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Was he not Dr. Evil? I will give $5 million.
What a moron.
This, I mean, seriously, Rod dug me. And I don't even have love.
And did you hear this? Today he decided, because of all the weather, he's going to extend it 12 hours.
He's got 12 hours.
Just
give the $5 million fucking dollars people that need help, you motherfucker.
Here's what I was hoping. Yeah. I was hoping someone like Barbara Streisand, someone with equally big pockets, deep pockets, would pull a Citizen Ruth on his ass. If you saw the movie Citizen Ruth, what happened is this national organization, pro-life organization, offered this woman $15,000 to not have an abortion. So this guy's like, I'll give you $15,000 to have an abortion. That way it's your decision again.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see Barbara Streisand come in. I'll give you $10 million to shut the fuck up.
She doesn't give cash as much as she holds concerts. Most of her concerts before. Like,
but any, you know, as an example, Barbara Streisand could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
Pink.
No, I mean, I've been hooked on Pink for like the last couple of weeks again. Because I bought the CDs that were missing. I got the greatest hits. I got the new CD, that Dear Mr. President song.
Oh, it kills me.
The Pack of Lesbians. Oh,
that'd be the Indigo Girls.
Every time they raw dog me with that song, I am Indigo. But Donald fucking Trump. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Seriously, give that money to people who need it. Right. Don't hold people hostage over college
fucking
stupid transcripts.
Sure. And what is he expecting to find?
He's a racist fucking pig.
Is. What is he trying to find?
Because
attention.
He wants
just
to find
attention.
Out.
No, I get that part.
No, but he wants to find out that Obama applied as a foreign-born student. That's the thing that they're all saying.
I hadn't heard that.
That's what he's looking for. He's just a racist fucking pig who's filed for bankruptcy more times than anyone's ever known, and thinks he's with a comb
over. And a lot of people hold him up as the American dream. That's not
true.
A
true. Yeah. You're right. That's true.
No. That was an accident.
What I love,
as long as six bankruptcies and four divorces is the American dream.
What I love is that President Obama did exactly what I was hoping, which is just ignore that fucker.
Right. Yeah. Except for make the joke on Leno.
When we that was funny.
Hysterical. That was really funny.
He just fucking ignored him.
So now my tip for voters, anybody who might still be on the fence, the three of you left undecided, and can I get the full names of anyone that's running?
Seriously.
If you're going to vote for the guy who's willing to be photographed with Trump, there's something really fucking wrong with you. That Mitt Romney would smile while standing next to that creep. And then my other thing for this week is it didn't take, an hour and a half before the storm even hit for someone to blame gays and lesbians.
I was wondering how long that would take.
For the fucking hurricane. I
was
too.
I hadn't heard that.
I have not heard that.
I had not heard that.
I had my stopwatch out to name day.
No
so
shit.
I'm thinking,
is it because of all this gay marriage speak?
Now, my favorite thing is whenever there's a mass shooting, it's always, it's too soon to get political and talk about gun control. It's always too soon.
Sure.
But it's not, and so it's too soon to talk about climate change right now. It's too soon. Yeah. It's too raw. But this motherfucker, Republican, minister or whatever this.
Phelps? Somebody who knows Phelps?
And you know he's getting raw dogged up the ass by some little fucking altar boy, because they're always queers.
By Michelle Bachmann's husband or
something. Yeah, Michelle Bachmann's husband's licking his ass.
Rowan's yet going to text somebody.
It's never too soon for those fucktards to come out and say something like that. But so I'm like, are you going to vote for the people that have questions about climate change and what effect the melting Arctic ice has on our weather? Or are you going to vote for the fuckers that don't stand up to the people that say that gays and lesbians and Obama are the cause of the hurricanes? Seriously, it's a little bit of fucking science. And some of my friends that are voting Republican are teachers. I'm like, are you really a teacher and you're going to do this shit? I don't get that.
No. Can I you know, since we're on the topic of Romney, you know, one of the things that I kind of was happy to see on one hand was that Romney's religion did not come into play. Because I thought at some point they're going to break out the Mormon card and be like, you do what they did to John Kennedy.
Right.
Do you want a Catholic in the White House? I thought that was going to happen. And I was glad to see that it
did. Because that's a Republican trick.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And that's why I was like, oh, please don't do it. But at the same time, think about this. The guy who could be the leader of the free world, have the most important job in the world, could think that after you die, you get your own planet. Is that someone you want?
Money? No, right. I mean, I hate all religions. So if you're listening and I work with you, I hate all religions. But I'm going after one specifically. Yeah. They baptized Anne Frank after she was dead. Because they baptized dead people to make them Mormon so that they have a place in heaven. They went after Anne Frank. She was pretty happy with her religion. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up and sit down. Don't go baptizing Anne Frank and try to make her a Mormon.
I've never heard that story.
Oh, are you high? Come on. It's all the time. They go after everybody. They have to stop.
No.
They have to stop them from baptizing dead people. Like, they have to ask them when someone dies, can you keep your fucking church away from our dead body?
I've never heard of that, ever.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you, I have never heard of that.
And Anne Frank is the most offensive one I ever heard.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Her and Sammy Davis were happy being Jewish, for God's sakes. Yes.
Lovely, lovely people.
Yes.
I can't say enough about Chris Christie. First off, you're handling what turned out to be, a lot of times these storms are overrated.
No, but, this was underrated.
And I'm serious. Yeah. Whatever that retard's name was that was standing in the middle of Atlantic City, get in the fucking truck.
Ali Belchi from CNN.
But seriously, they got pounded. And then
they got raw dogged is what happened.
Speaking of raw dogging, when Anderson Cooper and just mysteriously couldn't report from the water anymore and he had to go stand next to Rob Marciano and they were raw dogging each other with their eyes and then they had to go hide in the truck and do it over the phone. Oh, my God.
Well, Anderson's licking his wounds right now.
Hurricane porn. I started to touch myself. And now for a laugh. You have to find it, and it took me a while to find it. ComedyCentral.com, go to the Colbert Report, and find Alpha Dog of the Week, Cecilia Jimenez. It's the one where the 80-year-old woman that they had a fresco of Jesus that had been worn away
over time.
And she repainted it, although she has no talent, and she made it look kind of like a monkey.
I've seen that
one. And then the church became, like, it was such a train wreck that people were coming to see it, and they started to charge money, so she sued the church for a part of the proceeds, so he was calling her the Alpha Dog of the Week. And he's like, she has a real can't-do attitude for something she cannot do. And she's like, any child could paint this face as long as this child has never seen a human face. But my absolute favorite is he's got the picture next to him. And it's when the Colbert Report just took off for the stars. That show lately has been so goddamn funny and on the mark. And so he's showing it, and he goes, this has become such a scandal in the church that Dan Brown has wrote a novel called Angels and Demons and Whatever the Hell That Is. I finally found it online because I kept it on my DVR for about 3 weeks and I watched it over and over again. I found it online on ComedyCentral.com. Angels and Demons and Whatever the Hell That Is. You have to find Cecilia Jimenez, Alpha Dog of the Week. It is one of the funniest things ever.
Let me Google that right quick and see if I can find that audio clip.
Very funny. So I'm done.
Okay. Well, we're in a predicament because Marnie and I said we don't have lists.
Oh,
although,
I have stuff.
Oh, okay,
we
got good.
Time.
Yeah,
I'm saying we didn't have lists.
Yeah.
And so we were going to be a little lost. But there is, I did want to talk about some movies, even though I said I did not. Oh, and we have a topic. You said you had a topic.
No, wait, two things. Tyler saw Halloween. He saw it in the movie theaters.
Oh, okay.
So Halloween, John Carpenter classic from 1978, I want to say.
The best.
Jamie Lee Curtis is our scream queen. Is still, if I'm not mistaken, the most the, no, it's not anymore. That stupid My Big Fat Greek Wedding took it over. But up until My Big Fat Greek Wedding, it was the most successful independent movie of all time. Oh. Made for almost no money, made a fortune. Just a genius movie. Genius.
It really is a great movie.
And does anybody know what mask he's wearing? But he's just eliminated what his mask is.
Generically, I do. But I don't know. Is it like a specific?
Oh, Buddy's in too.
Is it the Blackhawks? I don't know. Because they're in
Does
Illinois.
Really no one know what the Halloween mask is? It's a Captain Kirk mask. Huh? He's wearing a Captain Kirk.
No. I thought it was a hockey mask. Not a hockey mask?
No, that's Jason from Friday the 13th.
Oh, fuck me.
Halloween, he's wearing Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Really?
Yep, it's a Captain Kirk. And then my other topic for a movie, since we're going to have a little bit of time, I've been meaning to do it. I can't believe no one knew that.
Damn ounce of sense to me.
Well, I refuse to watch a movie that scares me.
That terrified me. I seriously lost my mind at that one. So David Fincher is one of my favorite directors, except for The Mysterious Case of Why Benjamin Button is a Movie. And thank God no one won an Oscar, or I would probably have to stop watching that shit. So I have been meaning to, for years, go back and watch Alien Cubed or Alien 3, depending on how you want to pronounce it. So I finally watched it today, and it's shitty. Like, there's just no getting around it.
Oh, I could have told you that.
No, but I saw it, and then later he became one of my favorite, my top five directors.
Gotcha.
Because he comes from Madonna. He did Express Yourself. He did a lot of her early videos, and it got him a career in movies, and he started with Alien 3 or Cubed, depending on who's talking.
Or Cubed.
No, that really is what they called it.
Yeah. Oh,
because it went Alien, Aliens, and then Alien Cubed. But some people call it Alien 3.
Right.
Wow, that's shitty. I have a question
for you, Al, because this movie that I'm curious about, it's
Restoration.
It says it's going to be released this week, from what I read, or in the next week or two. I had never heard of it. And then IMDb says it was released last August. I have no recollection of this movie titled This Must Be the Place with Sean Penn. Okay, here's what it's about. And apparently it's won like Palme d'Or or was nominated or won some jury prizes at festivals around the world. Sean Penn, Frances McDormand, Judd Hirsch. Cheyenne, a retired rock star living off his royalties in Dublin, returns to New York City to find the man responsible for a humiliation suffered by his recently deceased father during World War II. Learning his father is close to death, he travels to New York in the hope of being reconciled with him during his final hours, only to arrive too late, blah, blah, blah. And Sean Penn plays like a goth rocker. You haven't heard of this either?
No, I
read about it for the first time this week, and like I said, it was a little confusing because it is officially a 2011 movie, but apparently I think it only played at film festivals, and now it's being released. Didn't know if you'd heard of it.
Oh, wow, not at all.
Okay, well...
And I've never heard of I've never heard of anybody.
No, yeah, Paolo Sorrentino.
And now you know why Buddy's no longer going to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, I thought you guys might know something about this. It sounds like an intriguing movie.
My friend Gina called Cloud Atlas 3 hours of watching Ethel Berry. What's her name?
Halle Berry
and Tom Hanks try on wigs.
Oh, yeah. Reviews are very mixed. I haven't had a chance to see it
yet. I heard a couple people
but...
on a local radio station here in Phoenix that were talking about it, and it seemed... they said that there was so much you had to try to keep up with and remember, and then there were all these stories. They said it was just very confusing.
It switches centuries, and it's over 3 hours long. Mm. Now, is it, like, the life of... Since this is my last time having an intelligent conversation about a movie... The life of Pi.
We're in like Flynn.
Okay.
We are going to raw dog that movie so hard. There's no the. It's Life of Pi.
Life of Pi.
I am fucking going crazy about that movie.
I just can't get my finger on it.
It took me a while. And then earlier in the year, I'm like, what's the big deal about this movie? I don't think it. But the more I just... think about it, and the more I look, and I don't know, it just seems like a great.
You know what I think we should do as a group, and maybe Buddy could even get in on this, and maybe you could call in your review later on. Maybe we should all find a movie, and we should all go together and see, so we can all say
we all have to sit separately, because if you start chatting, he's going to get pissy.
he doesn't want you to talk in a bar.
In a bar? Yeah. He thinks...
Can you imagine how I am in a movie?
I don't.
Although, you know what?
I don't talk in movies either.
Oh, I have a story that I can't share on the air.
Well, we're not censored. Yeah, you can seriously. Fucking share it.
Oh, no, I can't share it.
All right.
I will be hung and crucified. Oh, I would love to be hung. I would be raw dogging all over this town.
That was good. Even for you, that was funny.
People are hanged. Objects are hung. But just so
now my next thing is I have it because finally the movie channels played it. Now that I've seen Alien Cubed, I have Alien Resurrection to go, which I remember liking more.
It was
so now
better.
I'm kind of curious. Yeah,
it was better.
But it has America's favorite pixie, Winona Ryder, in it, which always makes
pixie.
Me nervous.
Or thief.
She stole that movie.
You yeah. raw dog, oh, one necklace. All right, Marnie, yeah. What's on your list of stuff?
Well, Tyler, because now I'm in the chat room, he said that Life of Pi looks cool. So
yeah.
He's
and
excited
one of the things I read
like.
About it, which, you know, I didn't know too much about it, but have recently read that they're really calling it the next Avatar in terms of cinematically
right.
Achievement. So I'm really looking forward to that.
What's the Tom Hanks one?
Cloud Atlas.
That's the one that Gina said that's sitting through about Kilder?
Yeah.
No. She just said it was 3 hours of watching them try on wigs. I don't. But you know,
it looks like
which
it'll about
sounds like
kill
a good time
know.
To me.
Yeah.
Well, watching people try on wigs for 3 hours, I could do that.
You have done that. What do you mean?
I call it a dinner party. I don't know.
And I've been to that dinner party.
Literally.
Well, today, are you ready?
Yeah. What's up?
Today is National Candy Corn Day.
Oh, my
shut
God.
Up.
Woo, in a shocking that. Turn of events.
In a shocking
conveniently,
update.
Did Hallmark plan this right before Halloween?
It may have.
Jesus, I'm
it
sure.
It may have. So yeah. That was very fun. So I'm excited about uh-huh. that.
Oh, and I have God to interrupt you because yeah, we are just weird. 5 short days from James Bond's Skyfall debuting.
Is that the Adele song?
Yeah. Well, no. I guess I have to hear it with the movie because I'm not excited about the song yet.
I didn't understand that when I heard it yesterday.
It's not getting to me.
Okay.
Oh, but the James Bond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hear that Javier Bardem has a homoerotic scene with James Bond, which I've been waiting to do since about 1976.
I've been waiting to do a homoerotic scene with Javier Bardem since for about the last decade.
I'd raw dog either one of them.
I just wanted to, I need to make this point. I have not been waiting.
I've been single 11 years. I've been waiting to do a homoerotic scene with anybody.
But come on, Barbara Bush and the Spy Who Lied. Yeah, congratulate yourself. Well, you've been ringing your own bell for 11 years, from what I'm understanding.
Whoa!
You can ring my
Maggie
bell
Martin.
In my car.
In my car. My car.
Right back to Billy Ocean. God damn it.
Everything comes
and
back.
I want to say that Bond, they did the rare thing of opening Bond internationally first, and it's made like a small fortune in small markets. But I cannot wait. Seriously, I'm a Bond.
Yeah.
Just when you think you got me. Oh, and then our other news.
Flight is coming out this week, too.
Because I know you're not going to bring it up, is that Disney bought Star Wars
yes.
from
Lucasfilms.
And I guess he's going to be a consultant, hopefully not a screenwriter.
Wait, did he buy just Star Wars or Lucasfilms? I thought they bought
Lucasfilms,
yeah.
$4.5 billion or something.
Well, they ended up with Star Wars.
I understand that. They bought the whole thing.
But you got to remember, we've talked about this, about the only independent movie ever made. Like, George Lucas doesn't just own Lucasfilms. He's THX.
Uh-huh.
He's Skywalker, Light
deal.
Magic.
Right.
Like, he is every movie you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. His finger's in that dike.
Right.
Like, he is there.
No pun. Marnie, sorry.
I'm sorry. Close your legs.
Al, my mom just sent this text to me. Can you read that? My mom just sent this text to me.
Because Clayton's drunk, he can't read it.
Movie
no,
reference.
I can read it, but he'll understand it more.
Mitt as president, The Hunger Games. Yeah. That's pretty
oh
much
God.
True.
That's very good. I like it.
The Hunger Games was a movie, Clayton.
I know, but okay,
I
didn't
now
see that
I have
either.
To interrupt you all again for Tyler.
Shocker.
Superman is coming out with my boyfriend, Tyler, hands off, back up, Henry Cavill. And if you have not seen The Tudors, he played... The Tudors on Showtime about the.
I don't have Showtime.
Jesus Christ! Get a job and buy Showtime.
Apparently.
Anyways, hot,
payroll.
Hot, hottie.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Pay yourself more. Yeah. Oh my
Wouldn't
God,
that be nice?
He is a fucking dreamboat. Yeah. And Google him, Henry Cavill. Well, you're a lesbian. You don't care. Google right. him,
I'll
Henry
Google.
Cavill. He
you
is
will
good
raw dog
looking.
Him.
But speaking of, and you brought this up on Facebook a few days ago, there, buddy. Speaking of boyfriends, Al, we'd like you to weigh in a little bit on the Mark Sanchez Eva Longoria breakup.
There are no witnesses.
To what?
Here's the thing. The first thing I heard was she broke up with him, and then
she's
12
stupid,
hours later,
apparently.
I heard he broke it off, but who knows? You know, it really doesn't matter.
You
who
do a
broke
little late night raw dog, a tongue in the right place, and all of a sudden, Eva Longoria doesn't look that good.
Yeah, suddenly, no.
When I saw that, and Buddy got to comment on your Facebook before I did, but I thought, oh my gosh, Al's on a plane to New York.
The two of you are cracking me up back and forth.
Did you book a flight? No, I'm already here, bitch.
I'm already here. That's right.
I was ready, set, fuck you, I'm on the plane.
It was very funny.
That very was very funny. Good.
I slept with the guy with the gun. What's that called? What's that raw dogger called? I got the finger gesture. Go with it. You know,
he's got his finger on the pulse.
The shotter, the shooter.
The shotter? The shotter?
Starting
the
gun?
Starting gun.
Jesus.
I don't know.
What the fuck just happened?
I wasn't listening
to Al.
I've been drinking since way earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, for once.
So,
yes, Marnie.
There will be no way to kind of do this because I believe that she is going to go to bed. But
more snacks.
Aaron said 121 could be good. Could be. It would stop polarizing elections so badly. And 204 is way more important.
But I think it would have a drastic effect that even people who think it sounds like a good idea would not anticipate.
And there's no independent candidates. Well, so you can't have an independent.
What I recall her saying was that was the concern, was that there are a whole lot of things in the future that haven't been looked at. Right. So, anyway.
That's what I was trying to say when I think people either who created it or people who are supporting it have something in mind for it, but they have no idea what the consequences really are for that kind of thing, because I just see it being a total disaster.
Okay. It's just a way to get it to be two Republicans running for Senate.
Sure.
You're just trying to eliminate the Democratic Party. But because the problem is we're shifting. Arizona is shifting, and they've said that by the next presidential cycle, we should be a swing state.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it, the whole proposition. The way they're selling it, it makes it sound so reasonable. Hey, don't you want the two top vote getters duking it out? And they don't mention anything about parties. Right. You know, they make it sound like, no, it's just we want to get the two best candidates there, the two that you support the most, and then they'll have the runoff. That's not really the effect it's going to have, I don't think.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
In this lay person's opinion.
Lay.
So I think Buddy's been keeping something from us.
Was there a scandal?
I may be wrong.
Why do you think this?
I don't know. Go ahead.
What? No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
what?
I thought you were going to.
Oh, I am, but I'm going to. Yeah. I have to find it.
I was
it
waiting for the. Well,
it's
the
right.
Pause.
It's right here.
Why do you think Buddy would be scandalous?
Buddy, what are you hiding?
Well, there was no buildup about that.
Are you secretly a woman?
No secret about that.
That's next week when he's gone.
Oh.
Marnie would have sniffed that out.
It's pool in the front.
You got a pool in the front. Or a pool in the back.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Got a waiting pool in the front.
Right. What am I keeping from you?
Why is that sound dirty but hard? Why is shaking hands with Mr. Lincoln.
Why is the pool warm? Anyway, okay, go ahead, Marnie. Go ahead.
Well, there's a TV series that I was watching this show last night. I don't recall what it was.
Not on Showtime because you don't have it.
Because I do not have it. Or HBO.
Either way.
So, you don't have HBO?
I don't have any of those channels.
Does your mother not pay you rent?
No.
Wow.
I charge her.
I spend money on other things.
Candy corn and ice cream.
Yeah. And sports.
I buy shit for Buddy.
I cried because I had no shoes, and then I met a woman that didn't have HBO. I have been saying this for like 30 years.
She pays for every channel that will ever show anything the Vikings have ever done.
That's true. I get the NFL Sunday ticket instead.
Got it. Hey, what's up, Martin?
So this TV show, it's an American reality TV series on the Discovery Channel. And it's called Moonshiners.
Oh. And they're going through a snowy period right now.
So apparently you've heard of this.
No, I just heard the word moonshine before.
No, but I like it.
We've had it on this show.
I think, yes. Twice.
Dose bases.
Actually, that's what I thought you were bringing in that fucking cooler you had.
By the way, I do have some, but I've kept it at home because I don't want to get yelled at. No. Actually, that's a damn lie. It's because I've been driving here.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, I thought maybe you were keeping something from us because there was this whole thing about it, and I thought, this is Buddy's family.
I think I've laid it all out there, I thought.
Well, I didn't know if this was...
No, but I should watch that because I'm like,
should. Maybe you know some people.
Have you seen any of the...
Are they white trash people from the Appalachians?
Well, I don't mean...
Well, yeah, that's a given, but...
Well, and And I'm not referring to that
That's
piece
a given.
Of it, but, you know. But,
I need to watch that.
I watched a couple of the little clips that they have online, and I thought, well, that's frightening.
Yeah,
I mean, really frightening.
You wow. better believe
but I. Apparently, it was like a year ago. I thought it was something okay. new because Marvin Popcorn Sutter.
Okay, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, did you raw dog him? Did he
no.
pop your corn?
No, did he poppy the corn? No. So I thought that was very interesting. It started December of last year.
Okay,
so I thought,
so maybe they're rerunning it? Because you better believe when I get home tonight, I'm DVRing the shit out
I'm
of that.
I'm telling you that I may do the same.
Oh, right
I may
on.
Do the same.
That reminds me about how, like, my parents growing up, we could never, like, if say, the refrigeration was broken or the AC or there was a window that needed fixing, we could never call a professional. It was always one of their friends, and their friends always had some nickname that... You don't know the story behind, but he'd be like, yeah. well,
come on, call Sticky. He'll come fix it.
Yeah.
Right.
Old Ice Cream Steve, he's going to bring over his refrigeration
truck. I don't know why Sticky came to mind first.
Because of 11 years of touching yourself.
Or, you know, Boysenberry Joe. You know, yeah. they always had these nicknames. You're like, what the fuck? Where'd that nickname come from?
He was gay.
He's very delicate.
But interestingly enough, since we're on Moonshiners, did you guys know how NASCAR got started?
Well, people really like to make left-hand turns.
No. NASCAR.
Somebody with bad eyesight in their right
Somebody,
eye.
They found out they could run a car off of moonshine?
Right. Jesus. Not too far.
Yeah. Right.
No, well, NASCAR like actually comfort. Started
is moonshine running.
By moonshine runners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Exactly.
They used to custom. They used to customize cars back in the was it 20s, 30s.
Yep.
And they would actually figure out which cars had the largest trunk, so they could haul the most stuff. But they would beef up the suspension so it didn't look like that it was loaded.
Yep.
And they would drive them at a billion miles an hour down a country back road, sure. and nobody knew that they were hauling moonshine. But they used to, and that's also how not only NASCAR, but there's another type of not a race
yeah,
car.
Yeah, it's
I forget what it's called.
Like stock car racing, basically.
Kind of, right. That they developed out of that, too.
But yeah, I mean, that actually, I mean, it's not far-fetched. Now you might be thinking, oh, whatever. But no, that's literally how professional auto racing started, was from moonshine runners. They turned it into a competition.
They were outrunning.
I love it. So how many good things come from alcohol? I
right?
mean, I just can't find the downside.
The morning Speaking after which, pill and
raw
everything.
Raw dogging.
On MSN,
oh.
you drink a lot. Because you're super smart, according to a study.
Well, I must be brilliant.
Jesus.
You have no idea.
I am proving that theory right now.
Mensa.
He got out
Go
of the
ahead.
Bar industry.
Go ahead and order that second beer. You deserve it because you're so smart. According to the greatest study in the history of
history.
Science.
History.
We're only slightly exaggerating.
Herstory.
Says, smarter people tend to drink more frequently and in greater quantities than their duller, drier beers.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I've met your sisters, Al. They're not, well, one of them's not duller or drier.
Well, and they just haven't.
No, nobody in my family doesn't drink.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Well, I haven't met the second sister, though. I've only met the one.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just thought that was a cute title.
Interesting.
So, children's intelligence was measured and categorized in five groupings ranging from very dull to very bright.
Very dull.
To very bright.
You know what? You know what I will say? You know what I'll give you since we're not allowed to say retard?
Thank you.
Can we say...
Because Ann Hunter...
You
well,
said
I mean, I wondered...
Can we
would...
say dullard? Because I love that word.
Dullard?
She's a dullard.
She's dullard.
Dullard is a great word. You know what else
Isn't
is a great word?
Isn't that fantastic? And people are stupid enough to not know that I'm insulting them.
My sister used it on Facebook tonight. It's another great word. Chicanery.
I love
chicanery.
I have to be honest with you. I don't know.
Means
and she
joking.
And she
joking.
Was referred
okay.
to
I've not heard that before.
The Mitt Romney campaign about their chicanery.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just think it's fun to call it.
Foolishness. Joking.
Shenanigans.
Tomfoolery.
Shenanigans.
I love
if you
the
will.
Shenanigans.
Oh, my God. I'm raw dogging both of you now. Shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Well, and I
think it's. I just like calling you Mittens. I think it's funny to call him Mittens.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
I wondered how long it would take before someone pulled out their best rendition of Ann Coulter on this show with the retard.
Well, you haven't used the word cunt tonight, have you?
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, did you? I missed it.
She keeps calling her Ann Coulter.
Oh.
Ann Coulter.
Oh, I'm just not listening
As soon
to
as you.
You
start listening to the show, it's going to be fantastic.
That's funny.
Oh,
the other, you know how we used to back in the day, as
how
it
we
were?
Used to 20 shows ago?
Back in the day.
What?
No, but drink those... the 5 hour energy drink things. Yeah. We had those, but what were those?
Oh, red the ones line? That say in big letters, right. Don't
red
drink
line.
This.
Red line.
That we used to do at the salon.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was one time where I took it. You're like, I was so tired, and he's like, take this. Just drink the whole thing down, and it'll be fine. And I think it was the super red line or
right, there's the
mega.
That shit that he was drinking, the kidney killers. Yeah. So the one day.
I don't know anything about the kidney killers. He told me.
No. So he brings it to my apartment.
Like Tylenol.
When I lived in the apartment. Right. He brings it over, and he's like, this is how I stay awake for 4 days. Right. And he sets it down in front of me.
I never said that.
Yeah, but it kind of felt like
I've never been awake for 4 days. Yeah. Ever.
I just wanted to give a little shout out to the South. So I'm like, let me see this 2 ounce bottle that says, in big letters across the side, please do not drink this. It says,
do not drink it all at once.
It says, yeah, this constitutes 8 servings. You should not have more than 2 servings in the same day, or you will be raw dogging a keyhole.
Exactly.
Interesting marketing right. there.
Right. You're going to masturbate yourself into a.
He can't stop. Well, we used to, I mean, and it's said
on
the
think
sign.
You'd think with speed they'd be better sex, but no.
He you know, go ahead and have that whole thing. And so I slammed it down, and all of a sudden, like, everything in my body was just hot. Like, it was just everything. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, then I chose to read the side of it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, don't drink all this at once.
Yeah, ever.
Ever. Drink half of it. Well, thing was just tiny, yeah, then so I drank the whole thing.
You know
thing.
What? If you mean the Bugles bag to be 17 portions, then sell it in 17 right.
bags. That's correct.
No, I agree. We open agree. This yeah. shit, yeah. It's gone.
It's gone. Just yeah. one portion.
By the way, can I have that bag of Bugles but, right yeah. quick?
I thought it was...
Right
thought it
quick.
Was,
oh, you're right quick.
Oh, so Tyler wants... Tyler's very sad that Buddy's leaving, which I guess he's alone on that but one.
You know, so is Aaron. No. So is Aaron.
But you know what I'm kind of hoping for it with this is he's going to be, you know, like when they kicked Ann Curry off of Today and she became this roving.
Oh, cancer?
No. This
who's got cancer?
Nobody's got cancer.
Oh, Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts.
ABC. They're I'm talking NBC.
Ethnic. I don't know one.
Anyway, when Ann Curry got kind of removed from the Today Show and she became a roving reporter, so what I'm hoping is that Buddy
will wander the streets of Phoenix.
I'm already doing that.
If you find Leslie Baldwin, let us know. No.
Where in the fuck is Leslie Baldwin?
Where's Matt Lauer?
Leslie has not been into the chat room in a while.
Right, her phone died. So what I'm hoping is that you maybe. You will figure out how to contribute somehow. Uh-huh. You could call in, text, get in the message room. How late are you going to be working now?
We don't like callers, though. We just got to tell you in advance. I'd go in the chat room.
By the way, we're working on updating the caller thing so there's no delay.
I still don't want them on here.
So, but how late are you working?
Till about 8.
Oh, my God, you could show up.
No, I'm not going to show up halfway through the show.
No, I agree.
With a half hour left of the live show.
I agree, you shouldn't. No, but you could feel free to get in the chat room or text somebody, preferably somebody who's on this show.
Because for sure. Text people you know. See if they care. So I...
The fuck
is answer.
I'm a little drunker than I usually am. All right. What I have to say, and this is something...
Shitty ice cream, I'm telling you right now.
Shitty.
You could add candy corn to it.
Because this is the week where I just raw-dog my way into racism.
Oh, my God.
So many times when I listen back to the show, I'm like, I come across as racist.
Yeah, you do.
Or a bitch.
Yeah. No. Well, the bitch I'm okay with. So a couple weeks ago, this is terrible, but I'm going to say it because I'm drunk. You said you judged something. You went to some elementary school and judged little children.
No,
I did
he
that.
He did.
No, he did it first. He did a junior.
I did a junior Mr. and Mrs. Gay Phoenix pageant.
Oh, yeah, okay. He did toddlers. He did toddlers and tiaras.
I wasn't here. I could not have been here.
You did a debate. You did a debate, and I did a drag show.
Yeah, oh, my right. God. That's fantastic. I can't believe I wasn't here for that.
She almost said awful.
There are pictures.
She's like, oh, my God, that's I like him. Fantastic.
I know. Gosh.
Mm. It was part of 1 in 10 and pride.
I'm sure it was.
The worst thing.
What'd you say?
Is that you said you went with Richie Black, and I'm like, oh, I know him. No, I know a Richie who is black.
Oh, my God.
And it was like 15 minutes later that I realized.
Well,
you went with Celia Asian.
That's funny because... You know, everyone, I think pretty much...
Because I recognized the name, not realizing it was Celia Putty. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm thinking of Richie, Black Richie.
But you know...
Because in your phone, he's saying this Black Richie.
No, wait, though, because... Because I think everyone in town knows Black Richard, who's the mailman.
No. Oh my God! Yeah, yeah,
and everybody calls him Black Richard. You know what? And one day I started thinking, Johnson, why can't we call him Bald Richard? Because he's bald.
Oh, but I've never seen him without his hat.
I don't know him, but I'm sure I'm going to say something awful about him.
Everyone in town knows him as Black Richard.
Because all of a sudden, listening to the show, just because of one Asian that mailed himself to someone and nearly suffocated.
I forgot about that story.
All of a sudden, I'm against Asians, so now I'm just sticking with it.
Oh my God!
I sleep with all peoples if they'll have me.
God
damn! No, it's not true.
That is great.
Wait, I said no to somebody?
I think most of your offers are so from the darker persuasion.
What bad word did you say? What bad word would you have said that for Patsy to say? Tell Clayton he said the bad word.
Ooh.
And then it says, and who the hell is that talking? So I'm going to assume it was Al.
Is she listening to this show?
Yeah, apparently.
But the bad word?
Tell Clayton he said the bad word.
Tell her to maybe you said the C word, but we all said it. She resembles that remark.
The C word, or did I say yellow?
Patsy, is it cunt? Shit, I said that.
Yeah, exactly. Al, would you keep your spoon?
That's mine.
Al, keep your spoon.
Are you adding candy corn to that ice cream?
Yes, Al.
What? Calling Al Perkins.
Keep your spoon.
Damn it, I'm trying to read.
No, I'm putting candy corn in the ice cream.
Yeah, everyone be quiet. Al's trying to read.
Yeah. We're not on air in the podcast. It's fine.
We're what?
Anyway, I just thought that back to what I was saying, if you don't mind, Al.
Yeah.
Maybe. Was...
With your permission, my liege.
With your permission, my liege. But there were all those deaths, apparently, with the monster drinks. Or like six deaths.
Oh, I only heard of the one.
No, your story wasn't over. Oh,
were you? No, you interrupted her.
Are you still on the Red Line story?
Yes.
God, Jesus, damn it.
I have to be able to finish these things.
She got about eight words out before you
went on. I need closure. And then you started talking about some asinine. I didn't have a goddamn thing to do with anything.
I'm going to get you some theme music for your story.
I thought everybody knew that the monster drinkers were dead.
Yeah, well,
Marnie, tell me more.
Thanks, buddy.
Tell me more.
Did he get very far?
But I love it that I give you one lyric and you go with a completely different song.
And get out of my car.
Okay, Marnie, you got 3 minutes of this royalty-free music to tell your story.
Okay. I don't like this music.
It's fast.
Ice cream has chunks in it now.
Candy corn.
That's candy
give
corn.
Give me that back.
It's candy corn ice cream.
Tell your story, Marnie.
Wow. Well, there really isn't much left.
I went out on a limb for you, Marnie.
No, you did. I wasn't done. Well, I was with that part. The whole monster drink thing, I just was trying to say we could have been dead. That's all.
She had a heart problem, and she drank
it. What about the five other people?
I don't know. I haven't heard about them.
Well, they're still dead.
Still dead?
Yeah.
Well,
monster drink?
I'm just saying don't drink them.
I just found out that Ann Romney. Frank got baptized.
I want to know how much more. I want to know how much more you're going to try to talk with ice cream in your mouth. Because we got the sandwiches.
Right.
And Ann Romney apparently was baptized after she died.
Oh, she's
that's
whore.
What Clayton got out of tonight.
Yeah. After she got out of her garage with her five Cadillacs.
She's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, Marty,
and last but not least, that whole thing you were talking about, Chris Christie. We were talking earlier about Michael Brown, the ex-FEMA. It's just ridiculous that Obama was too late.
No, too soon.
And that he jumped on that whole Hurricane Sandy thing too fast.
That's bullshit.
But Bush, he did a heck of a job. Yeah. Heck of a job with Katrina.
But what?
I mean, come on.
What kills me about that story is that it literally, if there were 17 seconds more delayed in him responding, they'd have been all over, oh my God, he waited too long.
Right.
But was that speech today where he said there will be no red tape or bureaucracy if, did I say that right? Bureaucracy.
Well, yeah, starts with a B.
If you run into any problems, call me directly at the White House. And he was like
and
to governors
Chris
and mayors.
His number.
And it, yeah. But no, he said it in a press conference.
No, I
today.
Know, but he candid. That's what Chris Christie said. He handed him his number and was like, "Call me."
I was just shocked by that to have someone just say, "If someone fucks with you on this deal,
call me."
Right.
And now,
and
apparently,
as far as overhyped, and sorry.
No, please do. I'd be surprised if not.
Oh, I wasn't. I don't know who I had lunch with today, but someone, Joe? A friend of mine on Facebook.
Wasn't it
no,
Joe?
No, I had a second lunch with liquor. That's how this happened.
That's how we got here.
Oh, God. Right to here with ice cream. Listen, Cookie Monster, put it away.
Hey, put this back in the freezer.
All right.
Marnie?
Would you like some more, buddy?
I want to raw dog that later. So make it, get it hard. Get it nice and hard.
All right.
But a friend of mine who was not really watching the news was just like doing updates off CNN. He was like, what's everybody getting so upset about? It's just a Category 1 hurricane about to hit New York City. And I'm like, I talked to him because he has apartments in, he lives in Phoenix, but he has a apartment in New York. He's like, my doorman said nothing bad is happening. I'm like, oh, sweetheart, it's just about to go down.
Yeah.
And they overhype so many things, and they really do. And I thought they were very careful this whole weekend about saying, we don't want to oversell this. We don't want to cause panic.
But get the hell out if you can. I mean,
come on. A high-pressure system over the Atlantic, a full moon.
Yeah.
A low pressure system or whatever the fuck that was, a nor'easter
but
coming down.
They did overhype Irene last year.
Right.
So I think that's what a lot of people are like, is this the same thing? People are like, really? Really?
I think that's what happened to my friend Gina, is that she just didn't, you know, she was kind of like, well, I'm 17 stories up.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed Chris Christie, though, too, and that's an odd sentence to say, but he was like, you know, we told you to get out. Nobody's coming to rescue you.
Oh, and the little battle
between
him and the mayor of Atlantic City.
Right.
The guy from Atlantic City was like, Don't worry about it. Right.
You know, set her down. And then he's like, well, now you should maybe get out. And Chris Christie was like, absolutely not.
You're done now.
No one, you're writing this out.
Right.
And then to have, I mean, I don't think anybody, when you looked at the Jersey coast, I mean, you're like, or, done. Sorry, yeah. It's the shore. When you're in Jersey, it's the shore.
Martha Reeves said it best, nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide.
In your car.
And now. Thoughtful vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Oh, now we're being manipulated by a magic marker.
No, we're not. Oh, I like the smell of it, though.
Oh, now he's sniffing glue in the fucking corner.
It's not popper. Shut up.
All right. So, just to make it completely inappropriate, Marnie Ryer.
Yes.
What was your closest brush with death?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just asked that.
I got mine. Go. Now.
Well,
now was it the chili cook-off in
2003, 2004?
No, we're talking about your personal brush with death, not a friend.
Well, no, because I would think that it would have to be like, did I have to be there or could I have been there? Does that make sense?
I think either way.
Yeah, whatever you felt was a. Brush with death.
So in 1989,
Marty Ryer's brush with death.
Our drive to Albuquerque in the Hummer.
Yeah, no shit.
That
was pretty close.
Anytime I let Clayton drive my ass somewhere drunk.
With a U-Haul thing on the back, that was some shit. Yeah, he was a good driver.
Some shit.
Of course, he's an excellent driver.
I am an excellent driver.
You are. You did fantastic. 19.
And a strong snacker, too, I'll say.
March 26, 1989. I was supposed to be on the back of a motorcycle and would have been dead. Jesse ended up dying on the back of it. And it was a last-minute change. I had to pick a friend up from the airport. First year away at college. Nobody else could go get her. So they were like, you know, Marn, just go get her. And I kept trying to get out of it. Jesse and I were going to go for a weekend up north with a buddy of his and family stuff. And he was going on the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota, over to Superior, Wisconsin, and went over. There was a car on the side of the road. And there was like a hidden place, like a hidden spot where he came up and over on his bike and was not able to swerve to get away from it. So he had to put his bike down and hit the truck and died. And there was no way. Of course, I was like 19, you're looking at it, you're like, would I have lived through it? You know, you try to figure that out. And nope, absolutely not. So I have since then said that Dana Johnson saved my life, like just having to go pick her up.
Oh,
You know, so that would be the closest. You're bubbling.
I know this.
Ooh, suck it, buddy, suck it.
Okay, by the way, I never want you to say that to him again. Because that was really uncomfortable.
I'm raw dogging this diet, though.
Anyway, so the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's hard, but it's funny that you asked that because on the way over here tonight.
You almost died?
Well, yes. Yeah.
With death.
I walked world. Over here and I needed to cross 7th Street, which can be kind of busy around 6:45 at night.
Did you
still.
Walk here?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is a good time for me to cross. There aren't a lot of cars coming. Well, you can't walk or run very fast in flip-flops. And so 7th Street's kind of a wide street. And as I'm getting across the street in my dark green shirt,
not,
I see that the
reflective.
Cars are approaching. And I'm like, wow. One second later, I could have just been dead right now. And I actually was going to bring that up on the show earlier. I'm like, you ever have those moments where you're like, wow, I'm alive right now, but I could have been dead just a few minutes ago. That could have been it for me.
Turn a different corner.
I mean, that's probably not my closest brush with death, but off the top of my head, it's the only thing that I can think of because it has traumatized me. there was a time I was driving to San Diego and we needed to pass this big truck. I'm like, oh, it's two lanes. Mm. I'm like, oh, I'll get past this in my Mustang rental car. Well, it doesn't have a lot of get up and go. So a big truck starts coming.
Ford,
you know,
no longer a sponsor, by the
head
way.
Head on. And I can't get past this semi. And I'm trying everything I can. And I can't slow down. I'm already past the point of slowing down and whatever.
Brenda.
Poor truck coming at me. Had to swerve off the road and drive into a little ditch. I mean, safely. It wasn't a big ditch.
Sure.
It just
safely.
Kind of went off to a little dip.
Brush with death.
That was their brush with death.
Were
not
they here?
So much mine.
Truck driver caller, but, are you there?
But although it wasn't my death, it was a brush with a death.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
That's interesting.
That was funny, buddy. Did you make it to San Diego? That's my question.
We did.
Okay, good. The truck driver, no.
He was on his way back to Phoenix, apparently.
Yeah. Very, just very quick.
Yeah.
Too late.
I sent this to her. The new season of Moonshiner starts on the 17th of Discovery. This is from Paul.
Nice.
Patsy and Paul. He was apparently riding in a car with Woody and almost died. And Brenda says that Brenda and Robin say that my brush with death was being with Marnie Lopez. So neither of you get that, but she was fucking horrible.
I'm going to trust you that that's very funny.
It is funny. And that cracked me up when they said that.
Well, that's the crazy one that had the kids, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that you were like, I can't get out of the house fast enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kids got to school like two weeks early. Let's go to school in August.
Like, let's go now. Yeah.
It's March, Mom.
Let's sit there and play. It's nighttime.
Yeah. So you're going. Nobody cares.
Anyway, I apologize.
Gets us out of the house. Let's go.
Right.
Got to go now.
For me, October 13th, 1988, I was living with my mom's parents back home on the farm in Missouri. And my cousin, a classic example of why they were outlawed and they stopped producing them.
Cousins?
No.
Monster?
No. Three-wheel ATVs. Three-wheelers.
Oh, I thought they stopped producing cousins.
No.
I don't know what that is.
No. So they stopped producing three-wheelers. But my cousin...
you were on a tricycle.
Do you want me to tell the story? You want to shut up?
I'm going to have to go. I don't know what that is. But okay.
So my cousin was selling a three-wheeler, and where our family house is, which Marnie's been to back home, it's on a highway. So we would set the three-wheeler in front of the house during the day with a for sale sign on it, hoping that, you know, passersby would stop and buy our wares. Sure. So every night I would take it, I would drive it, and put it back in the barn. Well, one afternoon I rode it to the bottom of the field and then back up towards the barn, and I miscalculated speed and distance. Fortunately, my mom's father was standing right there at the fence and saw me. I went forehead first, which is why I had the scar on my forehead. I went forehead first into the corner of our barn and was knocked unconscious. And when I woke up, I was in ER with all of the surgeon's hands in my face. They were putting my forehead back together.
Oh.
And I remember literally the first thing I said is I woke up, and when my eyes came open, the doctor said, like, who are you? And I answered, you know, all the questions for head.
George Michael. Circa Faith.
Right. 1987.
So, wake me up before you go-go.
And hit me with a barn.
I remember saying to him, the first thing I said was, my name or whatever. And I said, is this going to scar? And he goes, we're doing our best. And they finished whatever they're doing. And I remember looking to one side, and my mom's mom was standing in the, I think ICU or ER, wherever the hell I was. There was a lot of lights.
I thought you were going to say she was standing in the light.
Run to the light, Caroline.
No. I remember seeing, to one side of my mom's mother was there. And I looked to the other side, and my father was there, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? I literally said that. He's like, well, they call next to kin. I'm like, that's grandma. Yeah. You can go. But that was it. And that was, I think that, for me, that was the closest brush of death. I mean, yes, like Buddy, I've had a couple drives to San Diego where I was in a rental car and I was trying to go through that zigzag curvy, you know, the hills and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, that was just fun. That was just white knuckling friends as we go around through an S curve. Mom will appreciate that. She liked to drive fast. But no, but that for me, that's it. I went forehead first into a barn and it was a severe head injury. Which may explain a lot.
A lot. Tyler says, the 80s were bad for you all.
Dude, what do you say?
He said, geez, the 80s were bad for you all.
Nuh-uh.
Well, because we were all in our 20s, and that's pretty much when you have your brushes with death.
Now, the funny thing is, in regards to that, was October 13th, and then literally by Halloween, I had driven some friends. We went camping outside. So there are pictures of me that I have somewhere stored away where I still have black eyes. But I went camping.
Nice.
Well, where else are you going to go with black eyes?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but when I found out that...
To visit the other beaten women.
Shelter.
But when I found out they didn't have... Shelter. There was no electricity.
We went camping in a women's shelter, so I would feel better about my black eyes.
Oh, I just want to fit in.
But when I found out there was no power or electricity
there
for my...
There is something truly wrong with me.
Yeah, really? You're just...
Is this something new?
How many shows have we done and you're just figuring that
like
out?
Five? When I listen to that back, I'm going to be like, oh, that's fucked up.
Or you're going to think it's racial because you think everything you do is racial.
Now, was it an Asian shelter?
An Asian woman shelter. But they also worked at China Chili. So
they totally did. So in and out the back door.
In and out the back door. Raw dog.
If it was a shelter for lightly battered Asian women, it could be the House of Tempura.
Did you say lightly battered?
You know what? I knew where that train was going, and I enjoyed the entire ride.
Oh, that was very good.
So, Al, when did you almost die?
We are very offensive.
I saw that joke coming, and I could not help but enjoy it.
I thought of it, too, but I never said anything. But thank you for taking it home.
Nicely done.
Thank you for taking it home.
And I'm going to leave on a high.
Thank you. Al, when did
you... You're going to throw the microphone down.
When did you almost die?
Mine is the 80s, too, unfortunately.
There you go, Tyler.
I'm going to blame Jody Watley.
Oh!
Whoa. Were you looking for a new love?
I was.
In your car?
So my boyfriend at the time lived somewhere west of 24th Street, and I lived east of 24th Street, and I was taking Missouri.
25th Street?
Yeah. I was taking Missouri across, and that same stupid intersection still exists. Where if you're driving from the west to the east down Missouri and you get to 24th Street, it turns into like private property. It goes from like the major street.
It's called the Biltmore.
Turns into the Biltmore.
Right.
Right. But there's like palm trees in your way. And I wasn't sure. I just I was trying to take Missouri as far east as I could before I had to cut across to get down.
Paul Harvey's house blocked you.
Right. No, exactly.
And now for the rest of the story.
You're so rude.
Oh,
really?
Well.
By the way, happy birthday, Tyler. Got it. I beat you.
Pot kettle calling. You're still black.
Why you got to bring race in?
Racial. God damn it. Exactly.
Is your name Richie?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that hysterical? I just knew someone named
Richie. By the way,
Richie,
have you ever driven in L.A.?
Wait a minute.
It's on here. Lurleen brought it up. La Cienega.
La Cienega.
Oh, my God.
Figure it out yourself.
Yeah, if I'm drunk enough to tell that story with the incorrect pronunciation La Cienega, whatever.
La Cienega.
So I'm driving west on Missouri.
East.
I'm driving east on Missouri. And I see the palm trees in the distance. And I'm like, wait, I'm like, is the street ending? Where is it going? Like, I couldn't quite see it. And I'm driving. But Now, here's that's where I sound like the concerned citizen. What I was really doing was I was trying to get my cassette player, which is why we had to switch to CDs immediately, was to get my cassette player to play Looking for a New Love over and over again because it was a brand new song.
Oh, my God.
And I was trying to learn like the backup singer's part, and I wanted to make sure that I had all the talking parts because it was very important that I knew.
It was.
Because that song's got a lot going on. No, so if you're going to sing along, you're going to say, am I going to do the speaking parts of Jody Watley? Do I want to Who do I want to be while I'm driving down Missouri?
Sure.
So as I'm like trying to figure out the road, trying to figure out how to hear the song for the 150th time, because I had recently been looking for a new love and thought I found him a couple blocks back.
He thought he was at 25th in Missouri.
And it was the late 80s, so he may have been Raw Dog, and I'm not sure. Well, I went through the light and I got hit broadside. Because I didn't see the light. I was looking past the intersection to the trees. I was looking at the palm trees.
You can't see the light through the trees.
I literally.
How is this Paul Harvey's fault?
I don't know, but that motherfucker was there working my cassette
that
player.
Son of a bitch.
So we. And the last thing I remember, like. Oh my God. I remember seeing a car coming. Like
any peripheral vision
from your left?
Yeah,
a little bit.
A little bit from my left. Yeah. And then I remember thinking, oh, it's snowing. I must be dead.
Oh.
It's because I flew out. I didn't have, and for one of the few times in my entire life, well, from 85 when it became the law in New York, I didn't have my seatbelt on. Mm. I flew out the driver's side window, like my seat.
Well, you couldn't do the motions to look in front of your love with your seatbelt on.
I had to fling myself to the left. But I got thrown out of the car through the glass broke inwards, and I flew out. And I landed on the hood of the driver's car.
Well, that's a good title for a book. The glass flew inward, and I flew outward.
And we spun around, and she was like screaming, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm laying on the hood of your car."
Hello?
Because I never lost consciousness. It's just that when the safety glass broke, and I flew out, and
and it spun you right round, baby,
baby. But the funny thing was, is I was so like dazed and confused by the whole thing, and I kept saying, "I'm like, I can't see," and I didn't understand
that a movie?
Why. Yeah, dazed and confused. Yeah. But I was so I didn't understand why I couldn't see, and they thought I had a head injury. I had been wearing my glasses for one of the like only two times in my life, and one is with the video with Heather, and one was in this car accident that I was wearing my glasses. So my glasses got lost. And so I thought I had a head injury.
You were
I didn't
like
understand
Velma
it.
On Scooby-Doo. My glasses! I can't find my glasses!
That is a real thing. That is you wear glasses. I don't know if either one of you two ever did. When you can't find your glasses, but you're not wearing your glasses.
I wore fake ones in the
80s. And you hunt around, and you're like, well, I'm blind, so how can I fucking... God. That is driving me crazy when I wear glasses. So they finally... when they moved the cars, they found my glasses underneath the car, and they were like, is this why you can't see? And I'm like... Oh, I don't have a head injury.
And they're like,
but I wore.
And they're
snowing,
like, no,
though.
Ma'am, we're not saying that.
But I wore contacts for years. But seriously, like flying out of a car was probably the most terrifying thing because I launched and I landed on the hood of her car and I was like just spinning.
Scary.
The funny thing is, after he got his glasses back, he was teaching choreography of Looking for a New Love to the entire emergency staff.
And I wish I could, I can't think of the talking part. What is the, I love the talking part of that.
It says, get out of my dreams and get into my car.
Or get on my car.
Get on my car.
Get out of my dreams and ride on the hood of my fucking car. Yeah. Happy birthday, Tyler.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
He's now fucking 28.
Yes, he is.
Damn it.
It's the end of hour two.
Too old for us.
Oh, Lord. It's the show.
Way too old for Clayton. That's for sure.
They're all dry. No, it's not.
He can be Clayton's boyfriend's off hair.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's the end of hour two. Thank you for listening. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That is me, because, well, it just is. We'll be back with hour three, but you can download it on your own time a little bit later. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday. It's election night right here on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.